Blog Talk Radio.
I go if I have to go by myself. I go if I have to go. All right, good evening. I know y'all wondering what we're doing over here on a Thursday. Well, this is not entirely a Sister Marion show or Brother D show. This is a show that we had a question that came up yesterday, and I'm going to let Sister Marion explain it to y'all once I open my mic. Sister Marion, your mic ain't open yet. I'm going to let Sister Marion explain to y'all what we're doing on here today to try to get some clarification. But if anybody got anything else they want to discuss today while we're on here, we will discuss that also. Thank you. Somebody said they love that song. I would have let it play a little bit longer, but I just want to get an introduction because some people might not know what we have. They might think it's a drama show, but we're going to have a little drama after we get through. But I'm going to let Sister Marion come on in and explain why we're having this show today. And if I step on anybody's toes, I'll apologize in advance. And the song says, if I have to go, I go by myself. Meaning, hey, if I got to get out here and fight, I'll fight by myself. But I always know the Lord is on my side. So with that being said, I'm going to seek Sister Marion come on and tell everybody why we're on here today. Sister Marion, good evening and God bless you. How are you doing today?
Good evening. Good evening. I just like to always honor God, His Son, Jesus Christ, and His precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank each and every one for being here today. Brother Dog wants me to explain about why we're having this show on today. The question came up yesterday was, did Jesus scream? That was one of them, when he was crucified. And the other was God mad at the fact that his son was killed? That question is what came up. Those two questions came up yesterday. So, now the first thing, did Jesus scream or what have you? No, he did not scream. But in one verse, he spoke in a loud voice and said to his father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then, in another verse, and each time, he said this in a loud voice. You know, I can imagine the pain that he was going through. But I also know that he is Christ. Because, brothers and sisters, we could not bear the pain that Jesus bare upon the cross. Glory be to God. Give me a second. I'm looking while I'm talking. There is another verse I do want to give you.
Well, Sister Mary, why are you trying to – also, Sister Mary, the reason I asked the question the other day was because I hear some people preach. They said the only thing he said was forgive them for they now know what they're doing. And then just like you just said then, he also asked his father, why did he forsake him? See, some people don't teach both of them that he said more than one sum. And then it did – I was reading it did say that he hollered out, and then he was – then he expired. What did he holler?
Okay,
did he holler anything?
Hold on one second. I'm looking for it because I did read one last night. Okay. Okay, this one said when he hollered, Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost, he died. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the one that
It was one in Matthew 27:50.
Uh-huh. Matthew 27:50, but you have to back up a little bit to 46. Let's go to 45. And from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land.
All the land. Until the ninth hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Forsaken me, right.
Why did has that? And a lot of people thought he was calling on Elijah. But he was speaking in another tongue to his father. Then it says in 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. Now, Jesus, I never said he was not in pain yet.
Right.
And he did, they say, cry aloud, but he spoke aloud because, yes, he was in pain. But the thing that we got to remember that Jesus came from God. Now, before Jesus died, and that's the verse I'm trying to find, he committed his spirit back to the Father. Because, see, Jesus was not human, and we got to remember that God cannot die. He suffered through all of that, but he didn't commit his spirit back to the Father until just before he died, And I was trying to find that particular verse to read it to you. So under the circumstances, when I look at who Jesus really is, God himself don't feel the pain that we feel. And yes, because of all that Jesus went through and the people that was against him and doing everything to him, yes, I guess you could say that bothered him. And the fact that when they nailed him in the to the cross, there was nowhere in the Bible that he said that he cried out. Nowhere. Because he walked around this earth as a human, but he was not human. He did not come from man. There was nothing about him that was human.
Well, Sister Mary, if he didn't do that, explain 27:50 to me, Matthew 27:50 to me then. Explain that to me.
Okay.
Matthew 27:50. Okay. 50. Yes, ma'am.
I got them all marked so I can flip over. Okay.
It's no problem.
Okay, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. Okay, now listen. And I'm going with, which makes sense, the commentary in my Bible. Okay, now, his spirit, Jesus was not directly killed by anyone, nor was he overcome by natural process. He released his spirit. He released his spirit back to the Father. So he was not killed. Now, we have to think about it. You know, Brother Dog, I thought about this all day, and so much came to me. You have to think about one thing. Jesus was God. And I talked on how God had overshadowed Mary with the Holy Ghost, and he planted of himself into her womb. There was nothing of Mary, of anybody but God contained to Jesus in his womb, in her womb. Her job was strictly to carry him the 9 months and deliver him. But overall, there was nothing about Mary or anyone other than God that pertains to Jesus Christ. So he committed his spirit back to God. See, the thing is, the spirit of God that was in him when he was being crucified, God cannot die. So though Jesus was crucified and took on all that pain from us, it does say that he cried out, but not in the way that we would have did it.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you, Brother Zell?
It makes sense.
And also you ask the question, you stay on Matthew because I'm going to 21. You ask the question, did God get angry? Now,
right.
I'm going to answer it first this way, and I'm going to get back to that verse. God did not get angry, and I'll tell you why. The blood of the lamb, the goats, the bullocks, and all that was no longer sufficient for God. That was not a pure God. That was a yearly atonement service that they had to kill the goat, and they had to sprinkle it all over the tablet, the scroll that they was writing in, all over the in the ashes, they had to sprinkle it everywhere. So this blood was for purification. But the blood of the lamb was not a pure blood. The only pure blood was Jesus. That Jesus Christ died. And that mm-hmm. was the express reason. Was you saying something, Brother Dawg?
No, I just said Jesus. No, I just agree with you. Just agreeing.
That was the express reason why Jesus came to this earth. He came here to die. He came here because it was only his blood, a pure blood, that could bring man, that God would accept as an atonement to forgive man and bring man back to him. No other blood could do it. So without the shedding of Jesus' blood, that pure blood that knew no sin, without the shedding of Jesus' blood, then there would not have been forgiveness of sin. And see, with the shedding of Jesus' blood, this is not a yearly ritual that we have to go through. The only thing that we have to do now is accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. Acknowledge that Jesus died for our sins and he rose again. And God will send back the Holy Ghost to keep us. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, then you are children of God and you are no longer sinners. When you sin, you're going to immediately repent of that sin. And God will immediately forgive us because he loves us and he wants us to be with him. Now, when I go down to verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Now, that was to show the unbelievers who Jesus really was. Now, earlier I think it was in Matthew's, where Jesus was talking to the disciples and to the people, and he told them that the veil would rent in half. They didn't know what he was talking about, but there was a veil that hung on the temple, and that veil tore in half when Jesus died. Okay, now. Okay, and there was an earthquake. and the rock began to crack up, began to just break all up. Okay, and the graves opened, and the dead in Christ walked the earth. It doesn't say how long they walked on this earth. It doesn't say how long they stayed. And then it got dark for the space of 3 hours. And what I understand is that darkness was so thick that you could not see your hand if you put it in front of you. Now, this was to let the people know that this was not an ordinary man that died on the cross. Because an ordinary man couldn't have took what he took, and an ordinary man, God, wouldn't have shown himself to the people like he did at the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus went into the grave, when they laid him into the grave, they laid that body that Jesus had, that God had prepared for him, that his spirit that he had committed back to his Father went down into the graves and preached to the people to give the ones that was already dead a chance for salvation, a chance to be saved. And then, and on that third day, the Spirit went back into that body and he rose. We have to remember, we cannot hurt God. He is a spirit. We cannot kill God. He is a spirit. That's why Jesus took off his spirit and committed it back to the Father, because with the spirit in him, he could not have died.
Right. Okay. It's Sister Mary. Sister Mary.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did Jesus know he was put on the earth to die for our sins? Did he know that?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Sister Mary, if that's the case, I'm sorry I got all these questions, but see, one some makes me ask another question. How come he asked God
that's
then,
right.
Why would he forsake him? Why did he ask the God then, why did you forsake me if he knew that's what he was here for? Why did he ask him that?
Oh, he knew what he was there for. But now, and he also knew the suffering that he was going to go through. That's why I said last night that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed to God and asked God if it be his will, if he would let that cup pass from him. But it was not God's will, because God wanted to give us a chance to be with him. And the only way that we had a chance was through the blood of Jesus. Jesus had to die and shed his blood.
Does anywhere in the Bible state how much the cross weighed? Because I have two conflicting. I got a text where I have two conflicting weights on the cross, but I understand why it's conflicting though. But does the Bible say how much the cross weighed?
Okay, give me just a second. No, I'll tell you the truth. I never thought about that question, but I know people, you know, they think about stuff like that, and they want to know.
I cheated. I Googled it, and they said 165 pounds. They said 165
okay.
pounds.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second here.
And Emily had sent me a little thing where it said 300, so I went back and found out why it is. But they were saying that it was a full cross would weigh approximately 300 pounds. But then they evidently Jesus' cross wasn't a full cross that like they was talking about. With Emily just sent me some on that, and they said it was only weighed 165 pounds. But I was wondering, did it say it in the Bible how much did it weigh? I didn't see nowhere where they said in the Bible how much it weighed. I looked for it before I asked the question, though. But I couldn't find it nowhere. I didn't see it.
Okay. Now, I don't see where that it say that either. Now you got to give me something else I'm going to have to find.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that. Yeah, I don't. You know, you can just jot them notes down, and we can always, you know, we can always wrap this up at one of your shows or on Brother D's show or whatever. I was just asking them questions. Like I said, one question brings up another question, and in a way that's good because the more you read, the more you know, and the more you know, I just keep reading stuff, and yeah. Because when Emily sent me that thing saying 300 pounds, I'm saying okay. No, they said it wasn't that heavy because I know if it was 300 pounds, I don't think he could have been drugged the way he was dragging it or carried it. He couldn't have carried it, no 300 pounds like that.
Well, I would say I agree with you. That was quite a bit. Totally.
But
a lot, that was a lot to carry. And even what he carried was heavy.
Right, right, right. But like I said, Sister Marin, you done explained it. You done kind of, you know, brighten me up on what I wanted to know. And like I said, I read some of it and it kept sending me to somewhere else, and I kept reading it. But I sort of got what I wanted. I sort of got it.
Okay, well, I certainly hope so. But if you need any more, just ask, and we'll find it and we'll give it to you. It just is important that we remember Jesus was not a man like we are.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a man like us. He didn't come from dust, from the dirt like us. He came from God directly. Nothing in between him and God. Nothing.
Right. I got you. Understood. Well, Sister Mary, that was all basically we was having a little to get together on the religion portion of it. If you want to go ahead and say a couple of words or something and pray us out of here, we can. I just wanted to get that cleared up because a couple more people, as I see on the show today, had asked me a couple of the same questions, and they said they was very interested in it too, and they appreciated you coming on and explaining it to us.
Well, praise God for that, friend. I'm glad to know that you understand it. So anytime you don't understand something, ask me. But I find that as I was studying, basically, I just had to go a little more in depth today, but basically what I said to you yesterday was the answer. But there's nothing wrong to double check.
Right.
Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this day. Father God, we thank you for the hearts that want to know more about you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for dying, shedding your blood, Jesus, so that we may live. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, that you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to die so that we may live. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that came out today to hear this word, Father God. Father God, open their hearts, their minds, Father God, that they will receive your word, and they will study, Father God, study your word so that they will be able to understand everything that you give them. Father God, I know you're able. Father God, and we ask you to bless everybody, Father God, in the world. Father God, and we ask you healing, Father God. We know you're God of healing, Father God, and we ask you to send out your healing on this phone, Father God, to your people and to the people, Father God, that's not even concerned. Father God, send your healing power all over the world, Father God, and give man the heart and the mind to just want to be saved. Father God, give the man heart and mind to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father God, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. This prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
He saw the best in me.
Yes.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around
me can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When something
That was Sister Emily's little song right there. I just played a little bit of Sister Mary. And before you go, Sister Mary, mm-hmm. I need you to do me one more favor. I had some ill feelings in my heart for individual, and I just want you to pray that ill spirits out of my heart and let me be forgiven and not be vindictive and vengeful. Would you pray that? Give me a prayer for me, Sister Mary, before you leave, please. Thank you.
I most certainly will, Brother Dog. That's why I bring
Hold on. Before you go, I think Sister Emily got something to say. I think she might want to say something. Sister Emily, you're my girl.
Hello, Sister Marion.
Hey, darling. How are you doing?
I'm so good. It's been about 8 weeks because I've been in my class, but I wanted to make sure I hit the one button and spoke to you tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet. I am blessed, and better than blessed.
Yes,
thank
ma'am. Well, I will definitely be on the show next week. I'm done with my classes, so I'm back with y'all.
Ooh,
I've been serving in my church the last 2 months with the three-year-olds. So I go to my church service, and then I go and teach the three-year-olds. So I'm blessed.
You serving the eye. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I am so very proud of you.
Thank you.
You are absolutely awesome, and you just stay steadfast and unmovable.
Yes.
You're doing exactly what God wants you to do.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to continue to.
Yes, ma'am. Please do. I tell
yes,
you
ma'am.
Because I thank God when I hear your voice, you know, and I know
yes,
you
ma'am.
Went through a lot of things. But you know what? When you can look past what you went through and just praise God, that's awesome.
Amen.
Absolutely awesome. And thank you for coming on to say hello.
Yes, ma'am. I knew you would want to hear my voice. I'm like, hang on, let me say something before y'all go.
Yes, of course. I always want to hear your voice, but
I know it's been a long 8 weeks, but we made
everything.
It.
Yeah, Brother Dog told me you was in class because you had to be, you know, he would have reached the gap and told off on you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is absolutely delightful.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you again. Thank you for coming
yes,
on.
Yes, ma'am.
Say
thank
hello.
You.
It means a lot. You're welcome. Okay, Brother Dog, we're going to say this prayer. This is why I bring forgiveness back every so often. That's why I bring grieving back every so often, because we need to get a hold to it. We need to understand grieving. We need to understand forgiving. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, I come to you lifting up Brother Dog to you, Father God. Father God, I thank you that he has a mind to admit his wrongdoing. Give him that repentant heart, Father, so that you will forgive him for what he has done. Father God, now we ask you to give him the mind to forgive. Father God, let him understand that no matter what people do to us, we have to forgive them, because that is your will concerning us, that we forgive. And with us forgiving, I realize, Father God, that you will fight that battle, because we have turned it loose and given it over to you. Father God, and I ask you to give him that strength, Father God. Father God, give him a stronger mind, Father God, that all the fiery dice that Satan shoots his way, Father God, through you, he will be able to overcome it. Father God, and not be upset, not be mad, but overcome it and pray with praises and thanksgiving to you, Lord. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, we truly thank you for Brother Dolph, because he have a mind to get to know you. He have a heart to love you, God. Father God, and we thank you, for he wants to know all he can about you. Father God, and I truly can say thank you for that, Father God. For it is your will that we know you and we live accordingly. Father God, now strengthen him, Father God, that he won't hold any animosity in his heart, that he won't hold any order against anyone that's mistreated him. Father God, but give him the mind to bring it to you. You say all our burdens, we take them to you, God, and leave them there. Give him the mind to bring it to you and bless him to allow you to strengthen him day by day. Father God, and we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Amen. And thank you. Okay, Sister Mary, thank you for taking out your time today. We appreciate it, Sister Mary. And if I need you, you know I will call you. If I need you, I will call you.
Okay, no problem. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. All right, y'all. We can. I'm going to play this song and we're going to get to it.
Anybody else out there got a mother who dropped to her knees when things seemed toward the best? I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prayed and always prayed for me. I love you, Mama. And I'll never forget the things that you taught me. I'll never forget what you taught me about God. Look.
Lord knows I'm far from perfect. And I never tried to be. But for some unknown reason,
something else. You don't never know about your praying mother until she's gone. Then you know. Some of us got them, some of us don't. I lost my mother. I'm just not getting to miss her. I don't know what's wrong with me. Some people take it different ways. I'm just a different breed. But anyway, I'm still here standing strong. Still here standing strong. Somebody come on in and help me talk a little bit. I got to bring up a little subject today. Trigger Leaf, I see you out there. Trigger, you ain't busy. Hit the one button. 843-5369, your hand was up, but you had a lot of noise, so I know you didn't want to, you might not know your hand open. Let me see here. 843-5369, you want to talk to me? 843-5369, you want to talk to me? Hello? 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 We'll tell y'all out there, is that a boy them out there? We're gonna get into this discussion that we was on the morning show this morning, 601. That's Ricky. That looks like Ricky Stan, bro. Ricky!
What's up, dog? What's up?
Hey, man, we just on here just doing a little recap. If anybody wanted something to talk about, anything they want to get something off the chest and everything. Hey, Ricky, congratulate you. The season ain't over, Ricky. I think you had a pretty good season. Did you have a pretty good season this year in racing, Ricky? Did you have a pretty good season, Ricky?
Very good season, I think. Good.
Right. Anybody you want to thank, Ricky? Anybody you want to thank, Ricky, out there?
First and foremost, you know, of course, good Lord for keeping me healthy
right.
and everything, but
right.
but Stephen
right.
McNabb
right.
and Peggy McNabb, if it wasn't for them,
right.
I wouldn't be
right.
shit.
Yeah, well,
you know, they make everything happen. They make everything happen. They work their tail off and just blessed to be a part of the team with the husband and wife because they're just very good people. They're like my family, you know.
Most definitely. Sometimes they're even closer than your family, Ricky. Sometimes they're even closer than your
yep.
family, Ricky.
Yep.
Sometimes
sure
they are. I mean, we just call it the way it is, man. Just like we've been on these morning shows. I mean, you know, we've been on these morning shows, and, man, we be on these morning shows more than we do with our family sometimes, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
It is what it is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 90.
Oh, I was trying to make a phone call. Hey, Trigger, if you're on the phone, hit the one button. I didn't want me. Ricky, you know, this morning we was on the morning show and they was getting into it about tunas. Ricky, you think that's a good subject to talk about tunas because tunas get more, they get more upset about this kind of stuff than we do, though. Don't the tunas get more upset?
I think so. I mean, I know Ryan, you know, he... Any car he fools with, he wants it to win. And if they don't win, he's as upset as a car owner, driver, whatever about it, you know. So he's as passionate as anybody about it.
Well, Ricky, since you hit the one button, you know, if you hit the one button, that means you jump into the fire. Ricky, you said that like Ryan Grigsby. We know we talking about Ryan Grigsby tuning and everything. Now, from what I understand, Ryan almost built that whole car and put it together, the Salt to Be car. But Ricky, how can – he's also the tuner of Jesse James. Those are two of the top cars in the game right now. How you feel about that, Ricky? How can you feel about that? I mean, you know, you end up seeing like as much as you don't want to race them, you end up racing them. Seem like every time you go to a shootout, you seem like you're racing them. How you take it, Ricky?
How you take that, Ricky? I mean, you basically have to do it like any other car. You have to trust Ryan to put the best tune up he can per car, per conditions. And then just go out there and try to do your job and cut the wind light on. I mean, if there's any car I'm worried about having to run against, it's Jesse James because I know that son gun's a bad son of a gun.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, we know every one of us that drive these cars, we can say what we want to, but we have our moments where I ain't going to say we nervous or scared. I'm just saying we got butterflies. When does Ricky get the most butterflies?
First round.
So you don't get butterflies leading up to it or getting up there to get in the car and then you just
once I'm in the car and the car fires up, then no, all that goes away.
But
year in finale, that was most stressful race ever. I think that was the most stressful race. That was even more stressful than last year to me because it was just, just the track conditions changed and everything. So it just made it, you know, a little tricky. And then, of course, I didn't go to any of the chip drawings and everything just because, I was helping get the car going and everything, and they just, you know, and of course, in the back of your mind, you're like, who we got, you know, you always
right,
thinking
right.
that and everything.
Peggy coming down. But now yeah, Ricky, did you really feel a extra burden on you to try to win this thing this year because you came so close last year and you didn't do it? Did you really
dogged me for a whole damn year, and everything about that loss last year to him, and this year was probably double because it's like everybody had a lot of expectations on us to win because of all the you know past races we won leading into it. But
Ricky, you take him a second question away.
Go ahead.
Did it really bother you because 70-80% of the people already were saying that you was gonna win it, that saw the bitch was gonna win it? Did that put did they just put all the pressure on you, Ricky? Because everybody
I was thinking about is man, here we go, first round, Drew Pandemic, first round, I go out here and get my ass whooped. And now I'm going to get dogged out, you know.
It was
like I said, it was probably the most stressful race I ever been involved in. It was this year's year-end finale.
Ricky, you just
can't make any kind of mistakes.
But, Ricky, you sort of like sitting in the Cadbury's seat or got a silver spoon in your mouth or a gold spoon or whatever they want to say. You got one of the best cars. You got an owner that don't mind spending whatever you got to spend to get right. You got one of the top-notch tuners out there. Ricky, with that going up there, Ricky, does that give you added confidence that you're going to win? And then when you spin the tires, how do you catch it so quick? Because, Ricky, you did spin the tires and you caught it real quick. What goes through your mind, Ricky, since you're supposed to go up there with the best of the best? What goes through your mind?
Okay, well, the first part of the question is yes and no. Yes, we got good equipment. Yes, Steven has always, you know, does exactly what is asked of him as a car owner. And he is so meticulous about going over the car. I mean, the maintenance he puts in on that car, nobody knows how many hours he spends, you know, making sure that car is ready to go to the next race. Then Ryan, of course, same thing. He, you know, he's try this, try that. That's why we go testing a lot and everything. But when it comes race day, you know, you also got, as you know, the year in finale, 15 other Sun Guns that are good too. That's got good stuff and good tuners and you can't screw up. The pedaling deal is, you know, in the car it seems like forever. Because like when it knocked the tires off, the first thing I done was glance over there to see where that red car was. When he wasn't out in front of me, then of course I rolled back into the throttle and everything because if he wouldn't have knocked the tires off too, you know, and been way out in front of me, I would have just, you know, it'd been over with. But it just
I'm glad you brought that up, Ricky. Now, if people don't know, we drew and you had to run in the order we draw. You was the last pair to go down. So, Ricky, in your mind, sitting up in that car, seeing everybody else maybe blow the tires off or don't go or whatever, what was going through your mind, Ricky, sitting back there? Because you was the last pair to go down, Ricky.
Yep. The first round, last pair, left lane, did see some blow the tires off, but also remembered, hey, you know, we've tested in conditions like these. And, you know, the last thing, you know, that Ryan said is, hey, we're gonna race this racetrack. We gotta go A to B. One time, you know, during eliminations that we did get out there about 80 feet and spun the tires, you know, the rest of the time we went down the track and so that's why we tried to test in
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
like
system
that,
9
to have those tune-ups that you know will we'll go down the track. And
yeah,
of course, he was adjusting. He was adjusting on everything to make sure it would go down the racetrack.
He probably was having a damn fit worse than you did. Man. He was having a fit worse than you was.
Oh yeah, yeah. Chip, plus he had
your
two other cars.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice
trying to get to go down the track too.
Right. Yeah. I was trying to get your boss man on the phone. He said okay, but I keep calling him. He keeps sending me the voicemail. Yeah. I was trying to get Steven on there. You know, Steven ain't never been on there to talk. I wanted to get Steven on there. That's who I was trying to get, Ricky. I was trying to get old Steven on here.
He ain't answering.
He's doing a damn good job.
Did you text him?
Well, he's going to. Yeah, I texted him.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
He's going to voicemail on me. I told him. Maybe he. I don't know. Anyway, I ain't going to worry about it. But, Ricky, you're doing a hell of a job on this interview. Hey, I'm trying to interview Ricky because I think everybody think that the press show was going to go an hour. I told y'all we wasn't gonna be going out. We just was a little. This just was a little throw together show today, just in case somebody had something they wanted to get off the chest or something we missed on these other days. This was the show about, and I got Rick on here. He gave us some good information. I see Trigger League and all of them on here, but they ain't hit the one button to help me. So when I hang the show up, when I'm finished, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear nothing from them, Ricky. I don't want to hear nothing from them. But Ricky, you know the discussion. Yeah, the discussion we had on the back line about the tuners. Do you think it really should be? Do you think we should really talk about the tuners because somebody might get in their feelings and that's a touchy subject and maybe that's them guys' livelihood? Should we talk about the tuners?
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I mean, they that is their livelihood, and I believe all of them are good. Am I a little biased toward Ryan Grigsby? Sure. I'm with him a bunch. You know, I have a professional and personal relationship with him because I'm around him so much and everything. And do I think he's really smart? Yeah, definitely. I mean, really smart. But I think the guys like Mike Hill, Phil Schuler, Jack Green, all them other guys, Kenny Hubbard, Lee White, all them guys are good at what they do.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So Ricky, Salty B is probably, from what I know, since I've been knowing you might have drove faster, but I don't know. When you drive these other cars that's slower, does it make it easier for you to drive a slower car after you done drove Salty?
Yes.
Does it make it easier?
Oh yeah, yeah, because it seems like it's taking forever.
Hold on, I'm getting a tick here. I might be getting a tick from old damn Stephen McNabb. He said never wrong. So, hey, Ricky,
are you calling
him on 3-1?
Well, if you text him, okay, I'll call. Let me try to call him.
No, I'm texting him, so I'm calling the right number. He said it didn't come through, though.
Yeah.
He said it didn't come through. All right, we still out there looking. Somebody hit the one button. We'll check y'all out there, too. If y'all ain't doing it, hit the one button. Come on in and talk to me for a minute, guys, before I get out of here. Because I got a whole week off. I might go down to the World National.
All right, dog.
Steven
is on.
Steven, how you doing, brother? How you doing? I call you. You said the voicemail on me, brother. Yeah. Well, Steven, how rewarding was it and how relieved were you to finally pull off that win this at the end finale in the 484, to be basically the king of 484. How did it feel to you, Stephen?
Oh, it was good, though. We've been working hard all year for this. That was our main focus all year. Even though we've been racing, we always had this race in the back of our mind all year.
Steve, we know somebody, is this Mike here calling? 770-4485. That Mike here? Is that Mike here? 770-4485. Who is that? They called me on my house phone first.
I'm sitting on mute, dog. I just clicked in
okay.
when you get through. You have
me. Yeah. Okay. All right, Mike. Well, Steven, we know a man. You got to be dedicated because you got one of the top cars out there, and we know you go to any length. When did you ever think about giving up? I mean, what gives you the drive to keep going? What gives you the drive to keep going? Because I know it's expensive. What gives you the drive?
Honestly, it was probably Mario, dog. Get beat by him last year. That's what pushed us.
Uh-huh.
And I thanked him a few times.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, sometimes they're ragging, what, sometimes he's your motivation sometimes. Okay, okay.
That's right.
Because, you know, when you left Dawson after you done blow the car and all that, I think me and Mike Hill and a few more people were saying, man, that man go through a lot of shit. If this don't break this man, ain't nothing going to break him. Was that when you left Darlington, you felt like shit? You felt like shit in Darlington, from leaving Darlington?
Yeah.
Well, come on, Stephen. I wanted you to get more of a yes or no answer. I want you to give me a dialect there, bro. I want you to give me some dialect. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, dog. When you go out there and break a ride and bust half the block out, that makes you think about shit.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. You know?
Right.
Then it happens again.
Everybody, everybody know normally you are 3 or 4-man team. You got you, your wife, you got Ryan, and you got Steven, and you got the little guy to be with you. I don't know. Who's the guy to be with you with your black hair? Who is that? Who is he?
Gary. Yeah.
Okay. Well, who was he? What, did he eat some kidney you or something?
Yeah, that's my son, dog.
Okay, see, I didn't even know. Damn. Okay. Well, then, Forrest was a family affair, Stephen. How important is your wife to the crew? How important is she? She don't, you know, she just seemed to just do whatever she need to be doing. Tell us how important is your
Honestly, we probably couldn't do what we do without her, dog. I know I couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't see what happens on the, you know, on the other part of it when we're not at the track.
Right.
You know,
right,
ordering
right,
shit,
right.
Taking care of everything, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good report. A question just came in. And I think I know the answer to this now, but you answered the way you want to. The question is it more important to have a top-notch equipment or car and engine, or is it more important to have a top-notch tuner? I know the answer, though. I want you to answer, though.
Well, you can do shit without a top-notch tuner, though.
Uh-huh. Well, a tuner can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit, though, can he?
Right. That's true. Sort of got to have both, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to guide you, but I got that from Mike Hill. Mike Hill said you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit. If you got chicken shit, you can't make chicken salad out of it. Yeah.
Right. So, Steve,
was this last race the most rewarding one to you up to date, or did you have any more moments bigger than this last race?
No, it was, though. It was.
Mm-hmm. Right. And pretty good payout, too, wasn't it?
That was a big bit. Well, you know how it is, dog. That was spent before we got there, but it really helps us keep racing and keeps us pushing forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know now. We all know you married the Peggy, and y'all are, so we know damn well you and Ricky get into it. What keeps a good team together, Steven? What keeps a good team together?
Shit, we all get into it, dog. It ain't just me and Ricky. They keep us pushing.
Yeah. What keeps, even though, because on race day y'all be together, what keeps you together? Tell us some good hints or something to keep a good team together for the
Yeah, dog. Wanting to win. Everybody wants to win. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't nobody on my team like to lose, you know.
Right. Well, me personally, I done seen you get your ass whooped when you should have won, and I done seen you win when you shouldn't have won. But, Steven, I got to admit, you pretty even keel I done seen you upset, but I ain't seen you upset that you want to go jump off a building. How do you keep a kind of even mind? I know you might do it. You might get upset in off air, but in public, I've seen you you keep a pretty even keel mind. How do you do that?
Shit, I don't know, dog. Just work, and you know, when you work on these things, and you know it's gonna pay off. I mean, you gotta look at the end picture, you know.
All right. Well, if anybody got any more questions for Steven, you can take them to me, or you can hit the one button. Well, in the meantime, don't go nowhere yet, Stephen, because Mike, come on in here, Mike. I know Mike wanted to get on here the other day. He didn't get a chance to get on here to thank everybody.
I was just listening, though. But like, more than, I appreciate everybody, you know. Like I said, congratulations to Stevie and Ricky and Miss Peggy and them, all of them again, you know. Like I said, they worked hard this year, man. They deserved it. It wasn't shit given to them. They earned it. So, you know, at the end of the day, so.
Thank you, Mike. We couldn't do what we do without what y'all did, you know.
Right on.
Everybody.
Appreciate
you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right on. Well, now, I know as a racer, Stephen, we know damn well y'all will grudge anybody, but you say your main focus when you go to a race is if they got a decent shootout. Could you explain what you mean by that and tell us what your focus is when you go racing, Stephen?
Yeah, I mean, we had a goal in mind. We wouldn't let nothing distract us this time, though. You know, when we got there, and pretty much what we stuck to, and that's what we done.
Mm-hmm.
We like to grudge race and all that, you know. It's all good, but we stuck to our goal this time, you know.
All right. I hear you. So, anything else you want to say to the listening audience out there, Stephen, from the Salted B Crew? From the Salted B Crew, anything else you want to say to the audience out there? Anything you want to say?
I just appreciate everybody, man. Everybody that comes supported, you know, the race. That's what it takes. One for the fans and the people there. We wouldn't be doing what we do. So, appreciate them.
Right.
You know.
Okay. All right. Ricky, you got anything you want to say to the fans, Ricky?
Same thing as Stephen. Agree with him. I mean, without great promoters like Mike that's bringing this stuff to the forefront and great car owners like Stephen and Peggy and tuners and the fans, I mean, none of this can be possible. I'm just glad I'm part of it, you know, and I think it's going to keep growing and can't wait till next year.
You know, I wasn't going to bring out no negative, but I gotta bring it out because people, they seem to shoot a lot of shots at Mike Hill. But one thing I can say, and I think you can attest to this, Stephen, if Mike Hill said he's going to pay a purse, does he pay his purses, Stephen?
Yes, he does. That's much respect for that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand what I mean by that, but well, I'll just leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. If you can't read between the lines, you can read between the lines. Anyway, all right, Mike, here, your time. Anything you want to say to the spectators out there, and to the people and the fans, Mike?
Nah, I mean, like I said, man, I appreciate everybody, man. Like I said, I know we had, like I said, we had some challenging moments, you know, this past weekend. Hell, you know, with the track itself, with you know, man, and I, like I said, man, I seen a lot of things that I need to do differently, like me and Ricky actually talked about it. Me and Ricky talk a lot about things that we think, but like we talked tonight, like I see things that I need to do differently. And, you know, I actually talked to Mario about it the same way, like the driver meeting. I mean, I made up my mind. Like, next year that driver meeting will happen. Tech and that driver meeting will happen way before test and tuning ever start. Like, I made a mistake. It worked for us last year, and I didn't think to change it, you know, this year. So this year, it put us in trouble. So next year, you know, the driver's meeting and tech, all that will be done before the track go hot, you know. So that was just a learning. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we sometimes don't know until we experience things, you know. So that was my bad experience, one of my bad experiences this weekend that I feel like I need to fix. And it'll be fixed for 2024, you know. So
right on. Hey, Stephen, they want to know, where did you get the name Salt to be from? Where did the name come from? They want to know where the name came from.
I really just came up with that, dog, but because didn't nobody else have it, really. I don't know, you know. It's just something that popped in our head, you know.
We were throwing around names, and I would shoot him 5-6 names, you know, of different things, and then a couple of days later he said, Salty Bitch. I said, hell, that sounds good, and there it went.
Right. Mike, I already know the answer to this question. I know it's hell no, and hell no, but I got to ask it because a fan asked the question. If they ask Mike, will he merge the 484 and the 5 inches next year?
it'll be some 5-inch and under races. It just won't be our points race. We plan on doing a 5-race point series next year, and it just won't be in our points. I'm sure, like Bobby, and hell, I might use my Night of Fire. One of them races do 5-inch and under. We'll have some 5-inch and under. We're gonna have 5 points races for the 4-8, 4-inch small block books. It'll definitely be some 5-inch.
You will still have a 5-inch below race, but you won't just merge it. Like
it won't
year
be one
finale,
of
won't be no. Right.
No. Okay. Year finale will be 4-8, 4-8, 4-8 stuff. I mean, maybe 4-8, 4-8 small block boost.
Well, now, Mike, when everybody talking about everything, and we know in these young doggone, like I said, these drivers meeting, everybody has to be tight. Mike, how did you feel when you found out you had to run your teammate the first round, the first pair down the track, man? How did you feel, Mike?
I mean, you don't like it. You don't like it, but at the same time, at the end of the day, dog, you know that's possible. You know, hey, that's part of what we do. You know, if both of y'all in there, it's a possibility. It's gonna happen. I mean, it's just one of them things. Hell, I mean,
okay.
Like Ronnie, the owner of Sweetness, man, he hated it. You know, he hated it probably worse than me. I mean, I ain't, because he like, you know, Marcus, all of us like real, real close. And you know Marcus.
Right.
And everybody, you know, with Trey and all. And like, I don't even think, like, honestly, dog, I don't even think Ronnie I don't even think he cared about even pulling up there because it was Marcus. You know, that's just how the relationships are, you know. But at the end of the day, we were like, hey, man, we're going to be the win, though. You know what I'm saying? We going to race. We going to win. We ain't nobody giving up nothing, giving away nothing. You know, everybody going to earn.
Like to pull it off, too.
And Marcus' front end almost cost him a race that first round. So, you know, luckily it didn't. And, he went to the next round. So, but, I mean, everybody let a race. You pay your money. Especially you're paying that kind of entry fee. To get in there, man, you go up there to win. Everybody should go up there to win. Shouldn't be no team order. Nobody letting nobody do nothing. Just go up there to race and win. I would hope that everybody, decision.
6376, I see you. I'm coming to you, man. I got one more question for Steven. Steven, y'all did change y'all procedures this last race. Y'all sent Peggy to the chip draw by herself. Why y'all do that?
We were just so busy, dog. That's
how I'm sure.
It was just busy.
Yeah, y'all sitting figure that
Peggy couldn't actually stand it like. Ricky said he didn't like no motherfucker in that driver's meeting. That's why he didn't come.
I got you. All right. Kid, you open, kid, but let me get this. 706, 6376, what you got? You got a question? 6376. 706, 6376.
No.
Okay, all right, no problem. All right, kid, what's up, kid? You on, kid? What's up, kid?
Oh, shit, nothing much, dog. Congratulations to the Salty Bitch crew and everybody. And Mike Hill had a good race.
Trigger Leak, don't be sending me no goddamn text. Trigger Leak, when I told you to hit the one button, I've been trying to have somebody to talk to, and you didn't hit the one button. Hit the one button with your bald head ass.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, I can't put that on there what I said to Peggy to drive me. Somebody might get mad. When I said, damn, Peggy, no, I ain't going to use that. It was a racing joke. That's what it was, a racing joke. I'll tell y'all on the back line.
Peggy remind me of Ella Glidden.
Yeah. What's that?
She's writing up. Twisting bolts and shit just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. I just got damn mad. Steven, you didn't get picked to cook no goddamn pork chops this time. She didn't get a chance to cook no damn pork chops.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She was too busy, though.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Goddamn Trigger, you can't keep hitting the one button, hitting it, and take your hand down, Trigger. You had me open the damn thing up. Just hit the one button. I'll see your hand up there and I'll hold me mic. You bald-headed. Boy, you're going to make me cuss you out. Now, just let your hand stay up there. Because as soon as I'm with the open, you're going to hit the one button twice. Like I'll see your faggot ass. What you want, Keely? Piss me the hell off. That made me mad already. What up, Preacher?
Wasn't me. That was Blog Talk Radio.
Wait till she put them camouflage pants back on. She'd be like,
shut up, kid. I never touched the button after I hit the one.
Yeah, you did. How your head went back down and up then?
I'm telling you, I never did, dog. Listen to me.
I'm telling you, you did. I'm looking at it. You can't tell me
I'm
to listen
telling
to
you,
I'm
I did not. Because I didn't put it back up either. I didn't put it back up either.
Wait, wait. You didn't want to be on?
Yeah, I want to be on.
So I like it. Well, then talk to Ricky and them and Mike Hill and whoever got all that damn noise up there. Put your phone on mute with all that damn noise and
that's
stuff.
Not me with the
around.
Noise. I don't know who that is.
If it ain't you, you ain't got to say nothing. If it ain't you, you don't have to say nothing. Just, if it ain't you, I ain't talking to you.
Might be Juice.
No, it's probably Mike Hill. With all that damn noise.
No, if you hear me sitting in this truck with the windows up and no music and no nothing playing,
that's Rick and Steven then.
Oh man, not sharp, huh?
I told Mike we need a redo because I left something at the track.
What you left at the track?
Something. I just needed to go back down there and do it again. I left something.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, okay, Steven, if you can go ahead and I'm through with you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on, brother. Appreciate you. Much love. You know I love
right,
you and
dog.
The family, man.
Appreciate you, dog.
All right, thank
appreciate
you, brother. You,
all right, Steven.
All right. I'm going to do a little recap. I'm going to do a little recap of Mike Hill's race down there, the 484 race. I'm going to do a little recap. You know we had this morning that they draw. How they draw, that's how they run. So the first pair of a kid was John Gotti going up against Sweetness. Basically, teammates going up against teammates. Taylor went in there. And like Mike said, I meant to tell you that the auto start wasn't really auto start because if it was, John Gotti would have been red lighted. And what happened is, someone was hanging up on the marker's car. John Gotti and Sweetness went out the first round, and then he flipped the bottom bulb there. When he flipped the bottom bulb, Taylor went on lit his bottom bulb, and Taylor, you know. Everybody, Taylor didn't double buzz him, doesn't double buzz him. If they wasn't paying attention, someone was dragging on the John Goddard's car, so, you know, it kept turning his bulb on down there. So Taylor thought he was already staged up, but he wasn't. Taylor went in there and staged up, and damn near went to the damn two-step, too. But anyway, they finally got John Goddard in there, and I got to admit, Sweetness gave him a hell of a race down through there. Then next up was Deja Vu and Toxic. So they both went out there and spent the tires. And Deja Vu outpelled him and went on down for the win. Then came up, blood pressure went up. Yeah, blood pressure went up with Gobart Racing. That was, I think, Mario's Herb's old car. And blood pressure took the win on that. Mike's still over there getting them damn Texas. Next came up was the all mighty car that everybody was scared of that hadn't beat nobody, kid. I don't know what the hell they were scared of the car for. Johnny Bosco was going up against. No, Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco. That's what the car everybody was scared of. Was racing against David Floyd though. We didn't know what David Floyd got, so we didn't could have been scared of him because they didn't know what car David Floyd had. But everybody knew about Donnie Brasco and they were scared of that car, and he had nobody. So anyway, him and David Floyd, two virgins went up there, and one of them had to give up their thing. And it had to be done in Frisco. David Floyd took the win. Then this one come up. Reggie Rabbit with Five Piece going up against Big Keisha. In the stands, one guy was getting 41 odds. One guy gave 41 odds against Keisha. Guess what? He got his ass blown out. Because Keisha beat the shit out of Reggie Rabbit Five Piece. That's right. Then the biggest. We asked everybody who's supposed to go win it. 70% of the people said thought the bitch was going to probably win it. Kid, you going to get a report or you want me to get it? You don't know what the fuck you talking about. God damn it. You don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, 70% of the people picks off the bitch. Now, when they seen Uncle Sam come out there and make all them shakedowns and all them pads and Mario talking all that shit, well, it went out about 50%, kid. So Uncle Sam and Jesse James came up there. Man, and Jesse James beat the shit out of Uncle Sam and sent his ass home. Mario and them got a goddamn head start back home. So Uncle Sam, they was old with all that talking and wasn't worth a shit. Then came up, Salty Bitch going up against Pandemic. And y'all, mm-hmm. y'all know the outcome of that. Saw the beach mm-hmm. pandemic, but you got to give pandemic credit. It was the most improved car out there because just 3 or 4 months earlier, pandemic couldn't get out of his own goddamn way. He looked the damn real good. Although, not to mention, he beat the shit out of Sweetness, too, though. I forgot that. Mm-hmm. He beat the shit out of Sweetness in the Brewers, man. And then the lawyer got the byron. Lawyer got the byron.
Came up,
byron.
Came up with, and ran nobody in another lane.
All right, second round coming up. It was, you mm-hmm. know, as they go, the assholes get tight as the rounds go around.
Yeah.
Jesse James yep. had to come up against Big Keisha.
Big Keisha.
Jesse James yep. come up against Big Keisha. Now, kids, you saw that damn race if you saw it. Big Keisha bailed out there on him, goddamn. A lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big discussion. It's still going on today. It was going on this morning on the morning show, whether or not mm-hmm. Jesse James would have caught Keisha or not. They still arguing about it. But Big Keisha was out there about two car lengths.
Well, if they had around 600 feet, he would have won.
Oh, you're trying to say that? You trying to say Jesse James was gonna catch him regardless, huh?
Mm-hmm. They had to go 6'6" and not 600.
Okay. Well, all right. Anyway, Jesse James did take the win, even though Keisha got a hell of mm-hmm. a head start on him. Jesse James took the win. Then next mm-hmm. up was Deja Vu going up against John Gotti.
John Gotti.
Man,
yep.
oh man, oh man. That's where Danny Boy out of Arkansas said he'd rather be lucky than good. Because everybody mm-hmm. out there was picking John Gotti. And what happened?
Mm-hmm. Deja Vu.
He went over there and gave the teacher an apple. John Gotti threw the big red up, and Deja Vu took mm-hmm. the win. And Salt the Bitch went up against Blood Pressure. Now, that's when mm-hmm. Ricky got them. Ricky Hart dropped down to his big-ass motherfucking feet because when he went out there and spent the tires, he said, oh, shit. He spent the tires and got back in it, and he took out Blood Pressure. Then
mm-hmm.
David Floyd and the lawyer. David Floyd mm-hmm. was looking better and better, damn near run, but you know. David Floyd took the win against the lawyer. Coming up
mm-hmm.
to the semis now, buddy. It was
yep.
AFO was really tight. And this
Salty
is what they
Jesse.
Always dread. So there you go again. That kid just won't let me get my story. He just won't you just do that trick and cut your fucking hair off and shut the fuck up. Anyway, David Floyd against Deja Vu, the first two up. David Floyd went up against Deja Vu. Now, it was split on who's gonna get it because everybody said, David Floyd fast, Deja Vu lucky. Which one is going to be? Well, they end up
mm-hmm.
David Floyd fucked up, beat Deja Vu. So Deja Vu, you know, that wasn't enough. So David Floyd, dumbass, his driver, Brian, went out there and ran into Deja Vu car down there to shut out.
Mm-hmm.
Deja Vu, man, the motherfucker kid.
Yeah, I know.
He ran into him.
Yo,
David Floyd wouldn't be able to come back for the final. And Salty
mm-hmm.
Bitch and Jesse James. The teammates, per se, buddies, friends, and all that, though. But they make it's $105,000, saw the bitch and took from Jesse James, because he knocked him out of
mm-hmm.
here. Last year, he knocked him out for $50,000. This year, he knocked
mm-hmm.
him out for $55,000. So that's $105,000 that saw the bitch and knocked Jesse James out. And I was talking
mm-hmm.
today, and ain't nobody telling me Jesse James don't want to whoop Salty Bitch ass. I don't care how much
mm-hmm.
of friends they is, how much of buddies they is, they can say what they want. If a motherfucker to knock me out of $105,000, I want that ass. I don't care what nobody
mm-hmm.
says. Anyway, come down to the finals. David Floyd against Salty Bitch. Everybody
mm-hmm.
thought the bitch wasn't gonna, I mean, David Floyd wasn't gonna make it because, you know, they messed up a little stuff on the car when they ran into a
Deja Vu. Yeah, a little funny action.
It's a little funny in action. Right now, you finally
mm-hmm.
got one right, kid. You finally got one
mm-hmm.
right, kid. But anyway, we know what happened. Saw the bitch won it going away. Saw the bitch won it going away. Congratulations to all the participants in there, and congratulations to Saw the Bitch for winning that $55,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash, kid. Ain't nobody talking about, oh, they did. I gave him $55,000 cash. I gave it to him. Now, what he did with it after that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, kid, we did have another one. We had a little small block shootout where the guys put up a couple thousand dollars, and they ran for $11,000. They ran for $11,000, and it was disrespectful. Went up against Krumi
man.
His big mouth. Yeah, Krumi
mm-hmm.
talked so much shit. He talked so much damn shit. It was like a broke radio, and he went up there and all the goddamn track down. Sorry, motherfucker.
He better be,
then
he better go ahead Tony Brown wasn't there.
Well, shit, he was. Tony Brown was there. He all that he didn't drop out. Tony dropped out. But anyway, Timo and T5 was going up next, and T5
mm-hmm.
didn't beat Timo so
Papa
bad.
Papa Smurf.
I don't know why. Yeah, Papa Smurf. Yeah, he didn't beat Timo so bad. It was just routine. Anyway, in the finals, it was Papa Smurf going up against Disrespect for Kevin Lannon.
Disrespect.
And Kevin Lannon came out ahead. Then we had one more thing. I ain't finna go across.
275.
25 cars. 25.
275 action.
And who won that, kid? Since you know, who won that?
Shit, nephew.
That's right.
Randy Moss.
He ran through the whole goddamn thing. And nephew took the win out of them 25 jokers. He threaded the needle and come through there. But he had one hell of a race in the finals against that damn, that boy from Florida, what his name is.
Poe Charger.
Yeah, boy.
The Poe Charger.
Yeah, yeah. He fucked him up, too, though.
Al Capone.
He beat his ass, too, though.
Al Capone.
That's right. Come on in there, Flop. They can't say nothing to you because Salt the Bitch won, and you stuck with the, you sticking with the Patriots. They ain't whooping shit. You were sticking with Salt the Bitch. So they can't say you flip-flopping your teams, Flop. Come on in there, Flop.
Hey, dog, can you correct the payout? Because some people keep hollering they won 57-5, but they didn't know how you broke down the money.
Now, Mike said the race was advertised for $55,000. We got lucky and had more than that. $2,500 went to the second place winner, which was David Floyd. Ricky them got $55,000 cash. David Floyd got $2,500. That's where the 57.5 comes from. Juice, is that you up? Is that you? 93.97. That you, Juice?
Yeah, I didn't hit the one button. It threw me in, but keep it open. I'm on mute.
All right. Okay. Well, go on mute then. Yeah, Flop, is it an argument about that, Flop? Is it an argument about
that? No. It was just correcting some of the people that I heard say it. That's all.
It all went to the same hand.
If Ricky and Steven them listening, I did make a little post. Got him a little salty shirt today. Man, I can't wait to sport it.
Yeah, Peggy was giving away a whole lot of salty shirts, and she told me them weren't the best ones she wanted, and she told me she was going to give me another one, but I got my good salty hat, though. I got my hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it is what it is. Anybody seen Tate? Tate said he had something to get off his chest because Witt was on his ass. Tate said he wanted to get on Witt's ass.
Not 9-on-1 Witt.
Yeah, Tate said Witt said he, what do you call him, a big-time shot? What do you call it?
Fake big shot.
Yeah. Tate said he was going to tear his ass up. I didn't hear him on the morning show. I don't know if they did it on the morning show, but they're going to do it over here or not. I don't know. But it is what it is. Anybody got anything, boy? We almost got a full house here now on a damn Thursday.
Memphis versus Chicago.
Uh-oh. And what proud is Ryan? Ryan said he was talking last night, and we couldn't hear him, but we did hear him. But we didn't hear him but a little bit, and he left.
Mm-hmm.
Proud Ryan went out there and did his thing. What about Big Low? Did he race? Yeah, Big Low raced. Big Low car broke. Mike, what happened to Big Low car? He broke. He was supposed to be in the shootout too. He broke or something. I think Big Low broke.
Yeah. We had an electrical issue, dog. We couldn't fix all the shit.
But Big Low ain't no slouch though. Don't get me wrong now.
Mm-mm. He's damn good.
I used to talk about him. Hey, kid, I used to talk about him. He ain't no slouch no more.
No, he looked damn good.
I thought his name was medium low.
He didn't gain that weight.
She didn't gain that weight back, man. That motherfucker bigger than he was at first, man. I think he lost that weight when he got his girlfriend. Once he got his girlfriend back, then he gained it back. He said, "Hell with it, he got her now. He ain't got to acknowledge no more."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something bigger than he was at first. But he be driving that damn car. Mm-hmm. Can't take nothing from him. That's how they drive that car now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Yeah. What else y'all got going on? Anybody got something they want to talk about? Because if they don't, I see my baby on here. I hang his thing and go talk to my baby.
Which baby is that?
I can't tell you, Flop. I can't tell you. She said we got to stay on. We got to stay down low.
Oh, man.
We got to stay down low. Hey, dog, don't say down.
Not like the gay folks.
I was going to say, that's the alternative lifestyle that you talking about, the down low.
No. Yeah. Hey, Butchie, that's who went to the finals against Nephew, Al Capone called. That's who went to
Al
the
Capone.
Finals. With
Mike Storino.
Yeah, Al Capone, yeah.
Mike Storino.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. That thing looked damn good. Dennis, he was worried
about
sound, him.
It sounds strong.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
He ain't nothing to play with. Hey, Mike, did you put a little bit extra in that in the finals, Mike? Did you put a little bit
Yeah. Had to, dog.
Damn, that thing jumped. Come on, man. Hey, Mike.
I said had to.
Yes, sir. That thing looked damn good, too, boy. It looked good. My damn nephew was driving his ass off, and that somebody it wasn't it. He was shaking, rattling, and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all blow the tires off with Randy Moss that time?
On a test pass. On a test pass.
Okay. Okay. You blow it off in
that
damn
back. I'm back.
Ty Joe, what up, man? What up, Ty? You and Juice Man sound like twins, boy.
I told y'all this, my uncle.
No, y'all don't favor no kind of way. Y'all don't look like you have no kind of way. That old wheelchair, them. Somebody on wheelchair line. I don't know who it is, though. Somebody, wheelchair, your mic open. Whoever that is. Whoever on wheelchair line.
Rick, did you hit the one button?
Nah, but I'm on here, dog. I don't know what Tate want to get on.
Hey, Rick, you better hope Tate don't come on it. You better hope Tate don't
come
on.
Oh, man.
But I'm saying I wasn't the one on him. I just was talking. I was letting them answer the question. That's why I ain't want to say shit because I ain't want. And for one, I don't do Facebook. So I don't do the Facebook shit. For one, that's why I got to say. We're going to get on the show.
Somebody told him. Tate said somebody told him you were talking about him. He said he's going
to
get your ass.
Man, I just answered the questions they wanted me to answer. What I said to him, while we was on the show with me and you on there. You was on
right,
there when
right.
I said to him, face to phone to phone or whatever. Yesterday, I just answered some questions, whatever, you know. I ain't say shit about him, bad about him or nothing. He did what he do.
Yeah. Well, he said somebody was going to tear your ass up. He said he was going to tear your ass up.
Man, more power to him. More power to him. But one thing I don't do Facebook.
Right. I ain't seen nothing on Facebook, man.
Yeah, you were tagged in it.
I'm talking about I didn't see you sitting in the bottom on Facebook. Tate, you on it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't do Facebook, putting shit on Facebook and shit. I don't do that shit.
I thought Tate was on there. Lucky. Tate!
But I didn't say shit about him yesterday. I got on him that first day, and then yesterday, I was just telling Jughead and all them they wasn't calling it like you know they used to call it, but it was all good.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say about that man. He doing his thing. He running his program. He doing his thing. He showed up. You know, that's right.
What you got going on with?
We was on the morning show.
Right. I see you. I see you come on in. Everybody else be scared to come on in.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to on the morning show, man. We moving on to next year, man. We got shit. I'm getting ready. We trying to get ready for goddamn it.
2024.
No glory, man.
Yeah.
He might fuck around and get drawn on.
Oh man.
Who might get drawn on? Who?
You gonna be a bunch of them gonna get drawn on. It ain't go right.
And we want the 484 car going to Florida.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Wait, are you going to bring Shouter back next year? Serious road. I ain't trying to be funny. You going to bring Shouter back next year?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Shouter,
you know Shouter ain't never
gone. Guys trying to start trying to start like something like call a 484 non lockup. So they're working on that, trying to get some shootouts and stuff going for that or whatever. So yeah, I'll probably bring it out called 484 non lockup 28. So
yeah. This block, I be trying to call somebody.
Hello?
Yeah, there you. Hey!
What up?
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, But Witt said he didn't say nothing about you now. He said whoever told you that, he said, they said Witt ain't said nothing. Witt said he ain't said nothing about you, man.
Yeah, you still on?
Yeah.
Oh. What up, girl? Yeah. The tape hanging?
Hold on.
Ain't that, man? We over here cutting the bobo a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
The tape fell off.
Yeah,
he came on and
did
something. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You'll get to start some shit now.
What
you'll get
to
start some shit. And then the Dillgate, we'll start some shit now. Yeah. 425-292. What's my number? 425?
Shit, yeah, nothing much.
What you been up to, Joe, here?
About a week. Having a fucked up day.
Oh, man.
What up?
Oh, nothing, just some work shit going on.
Hey. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, then all is on here. Anybody got anything they want to put out, anything they want to say? I don't think no racing. Anybody over here going down to the World Street Nationals? Hey, Mike, did Taylor go to World Street Nationals? Nephew go down there?
No. What is that?
In Orlando. In Orlando.
Oh.
Orlando. It's bothering me.
You going back?
Nah, I ain't going to take weekend off this week.
You ain't lying, boy. Mike, you sound like you're tired, like you need to take a week off, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we've been going, dog. Shit, going, period. So, shit.
Right. Yeah, I know how that feel, boy. I got a little energy, a little bit. I ain't got much, but I got a little bit there. Uh-oh, my baby texting me. What the hell my baby texting me for? I know that she texting me. Oh, everybody tired. She said, "Crickets, everybody tired." Yeah, I reckon everybody tired, I reckon. We got 95 jokers on the show, though. And five more, we've been
cool. I'm surprised your hands ain't hurting all that money you had to count.
Oh man, I put that thing in the machine, man. I put that shit in the machine.
Didn't you see the machine on the table?
You didn't see my machine.
Didn't you see the machine?
Nah,
yeah.
I just seen it when they was hand counting some of it. I did without the little bit I caught.
Yeah. But we were just balling it together. We were making it look neat. We're making it look neat. That's all.
You got a machine right on the table, Joe.
My dad is in a plastic bag. Mike, why your shit was in a plastic bag from the bank? My dad, this shit in a plastic bag from the bank, man.
Shit.
He got this certified.
He might have went in the back door and got it. He wasn't waiting on no gate money. He might have went in the back door and got it. In a plastic bag.
Uh-oh.
Nah, that ain't no backyard, goddamn kid.
No, I didn't say backyard. It's a back door.
That back door?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he said
back door.
Dog, right. Yeah, they know where it come from. Goddamn.
Mike wouldn't have to. He wouldn't win on no gate money. Yeah, he had his shit in that goddamn bag. He kept trying to give me that shit. Man, I got too much money, man. Don't keep giving me this shit, man. Goddamn. You're going to be done hit me in the head right there. Ouch. Yes, sir. So, Mike, you going to try to make it $60,000 next year?
It's more definitely, dog. It's 60 or more, shit. I mean, most definitely got to, dog. Can't go down. Got to keep going.
Can't go down. Yeah. Dang. I almost got to 60 this time. Damn, they got to 60 this time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if we had more time, we had a couple more guys that might have wanted to get in. It would have been over 60 then.
Yeah.
But, we was like I said, we had our Mike. When you say you're gonna change something, don't you think this time every one or two cars went out, we had an all down or something, Mike? That's why all the time got it up there, wasn't it?
Well, we started off behind. Though. We started an hour and a half behind.
Yeah,
Right. Last year we started on time. We started on time at 3:30. This year we didn't. So.
It just little stuff.
I mean, shit, dog. You know, like I said, you don't know till you face certain things. So.
Yeah, that's right. Time is critical.
Yep. And yes, sir. That race. Somebody fell off. Hold on a minute. I see you. Damn it! Quit texting me. I see you. This might be private around here. 708-6447. Oh shit!
Come on, that's private around. Yeah. Come on.
Hold up, dog. Don't you do that. Right. That's the king of Chicago.
Well, he the only joke that backed up everything he said.
That's the king of Chicago. Somebody said they ran Chicago and got ran over.
Oh man.
I ain't the king of Chicago. I'm the warden.
Who the king got? Oh, he the warden. He said he the warden.
I'm the warden of the whole North. Not
good.
Just Chicago.
The whole North.
So you got your foot on it. You get one motherfucker that look like me from up north and tell him to go out there and see what happens.
So
Riley, where you talking? You didn't get satisfied. There's somebody that you wanted. You didn't get satisfied with. Tell us what you talking about. Who you looking for? You ain't satisfied.
I want that damn Jesse James.
Oh man,
I want you talking about James Black, Jesse James?
Yeah, Jesse James.
And that man paid the park out. I got a question.
Would it have been easier if they would have had just PayPal somebody they punk out or whatever instead of traveling all the way down there to give it to somebody?
It'd
have damn show been cheaper.
Yeah, I think it would have been cheaper.
Damn.
I think they had good intentions on running. I'm not going to take that for them. I think they had good intentions on running.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We're bro Mike Hill, and I'm going to ask him something.
Hey, Rand,
it was a couple more G-bodies at the race. Let me ask Mike something. I already fucked you up, Witch. He ain't got no business talking
to
me.
Damn. get on your knees, Witch. Get on your knees.
I ain't getting on no motherfucking knees. Do you think next year you gonna put a little category in there for the cars like us?
If we can get something together that want to race, you know what I'm saying? We do something on Friday or something like that. Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with making something happen. It take a group of racers too that want to go. You know, it take everybody want to go. You know, not crying about this.
That's how that small block got together. That's how that small block they put their shit together and Mike put some on top of it. But you got to let us know so we can put advertisement out on it and get some benefit from it.
I'm letting y'all know now. I'm letting y'all know now.
Well, see, you can't let us know because you ain't got nobody but you.
No, I got
you. Got to get
other people. There's other people that I would imagine that would come down there.
We need at least four people, and you got to have a commitment. Based on what I'm saying about the commitment, we need four people.
Mm-hmm.
We need that DP money.
Well, like Ryan, they called me about what happened. Then they had like four calls that four had been wanting to do something from the north, and then I don't know what happened to them. Something happened to this.
It was me, Buzz, TikTok, and Jesse James. Yeah.
What happened to Jesse James down there? Why he? What happened to him? Did his car break or something? Or why he paid the phone guy?
I can't say whether it broke or whatever. He
mm-hmm.
just didn't want to run. I don't know the exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wanted to
race. Now I was helping him out so he can get up there too, but he didn't get to succeed.
They didn't have no kind of road construction on the highway or nothing, did they, Ryan?
No. Oh. Except in front of their train. That's what it was.
Kid won't get nobody a break, boy. Ryan, so are you and Zay satisfied with each other now? Is you and Zay satisfied?
He bent the knee, but I ain't done with him. We ain't done until I say we done.
Oh, he told me to leave. That don't matter.
Hey, I ain't done until I say I'm done. You can't tell me when we go.
Hey, kid, I know what happened to the car. I know what happened.
What?
They went over that speed bump too fast.
Oh, man, yeah, that goddamn speed bump, I do it every time. Yes, indeed.
Hey, Stinnett Racing, he been to me. He said, I like that motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. If a motherfucker get up there against us, they going to bend the knee.
Somebody got to stop. Somebody got to stop Ryan, man. I don't see how y'all let Ryan come on here and talk that much. Many G-Bobs out there, I don't see how y'all let him come in and talk this shit, man.
I'm not going to say that. That they ain't trying to go. It's just certain things that you have to do. See, I don't want to be left out there lonely. You know, you got a couple of cars out there, they can't buy a race.
So somebody got to stop that motherfucker. Somebody got to stop Ryan. God damn it. Ryan, you ain't going to. You're not going to Florida, are you, Ryan? You going to Florida, Ryan?
No, that's it for me.
Yeah. I got to listen to this shit all winter, man. I got to listen to this bullshit all winter.
Yeah, I think I'd have been to that.
Now the boys in Florida got some G-body.
Well, he said he was through. I remember him saying he wasn't going to Florida with his car. He did say that.
Yeah.
So it ain't like he's running from nobody. He already said he wasn't going.
No.
Damn. We got to listen to this shit all winter now. God damn.
Dog, I wouldn't try to introduce myself to Ryan. He and his feet baby. Nigga, what my fucking college is. I just walked off.
Oh, man.
Ryan, why you so nasty, man?
That's a nasty motherfucker right there.
It took me a little bit. You know, I was on go mode. I was in the middle of doing something. And then he say, I'm juice, man. So I say, man, your car here? You know.
Damn, so how you feel.
Hey, because, you know, everybody that come to me, if I don't know them, I'm thinking that they want to run. So I always just beat them to the punch and tell them,
Dude, when he told you that, what you do? Just duck your head and walk away? What you do?
Yeah, I went to the beer cooler then.
he looked at me, oh, man, I'm the juice, man. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, I kept my direction. He kept going in. The damage was done already.
Yeah.
I appreciate him coming to introduce himself. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Right on. Damn, he got a soft bone in his body. Look, precious baby. Somebody need to whoop that motherfucker's ass, man. I don't care what y'all say. Somebody need to whoop his motherfucking ass. His mouth too goddamn big, y'all. Damn. All y'all motherfuckers out there listening. We gotta listen to this shit the whole wintertime, Jughead. God damn.
Send Lincoln back out there. He keep betting against
Come on, man.
It looked like he was betting
come
against Private Ryan.
Oh, man.
Oh.
He got fucked up again, betting against Private Ryan.
Oh, jeez. Now, if Lee can come on in and crush your ass out now. If Lee can come on in and crush you out now, Juice. I mean, a jug here. If Lee can come on in and crush you out, because I don't know if he was betting against him or not, though. I just know, goddamn, we got to put up with Ryan for another, goddamn it, what, 3 or 4 months over the winter time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say he's bad at because I mean
you gotta quit betting with their heart, dog.
Hey, look, I want to say this.
We miss you,
kid. I just keep being Wick. Wick just keep opening his fucking mouth. He keep opening his fucking mouth.
Wick, I know Wick.
If Wick locks, I'll do this. I'll make this for him. If he want a rematch, if he locks 2 in on that number, and he know what that number is, I'll take that car down to Florida.
Wick, where you at? Yeah, don't tell me Wick done goddamn got scared, too.
I'm gonna make a test. I wasn't going to Florida, but I keep hearing you open up your fucking mouth. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's lock in 2 on that number for Florida.
No, I ain't feeling I'm coming to Florida.
Who is it anyway? I ain't feeling I'm coming to Florida.
What about TikTok?
No, you know, I'm high. I'm a higher fucking God. I'm hired to knock these motherfuckers off. I ain't seen his name on the goddamn sheet yet.
Oh, shit. Hold on a minute. I know goddamn well. So you want to try a little bit of
his
TikTok?
His name ain't on the sheet yet, dog.
Ain't no sense to be calling to talk to him. His name ain't out there. I ain't put his name yet.
So basically, you saying you don't want that trouble? That's what you saying?
But he ain't pull his name yet.
So that means he don't want that trouble then? That means you don't want that trouble?
No, that don't mean that. I just said clearly.
His name ain't pulled yet, man.
Tell me why it ain't pulled.
He didn't pull it out there.
Hello, Jimmy
Terry.
TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok.
What's up?
You want some of Dirty Diana?
I do.
Oh shit! Uh-oh. I'm going on mute.
Dog, your name ain't came up yet.
I just want to make sure now.
Yeah, well, we already know. Jim wants some Dirty Diana, so he ain't got no action. So he wants some.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants some. We know he wants some. His name ain't came up yet.
He's sitting around with blue balls. He watching us race.
Yeah, he got blue balls. He don't want none of Keisha. Okay. He don't want none of them cars. He just wants Dirty Diana, and we don't want. His name ain't come up yet.
Tell him, Sarge, you racing with a purpose. You're not racing for no name. You racing with a purpose. You strategic.
Yeah.
You racing.
Yeah, we don't
want
no name. He want a name.
That's what you're doing.
He want a motherfucking name.
Boy,
yeah.
I don't want a name. I got a fucking name. I don't need no name.
Okay, you're right.
You don't want a name, but you got one.
We don't want to race
the
motherfucker with no name.
I know y'all don't want a fucking race. That's obvious. We done been to the fucking track. We done been to the track for seven days.
You ready?
We've been to the track for seven days.
Hey, Dumbo, your name ain't came up yet, Dumbo.
Boy, shut the fuck up, you mutt.
Your name ain't.
Shut the fuck up, mutt.
Shut your nasty ass up, bitch. Shut up, mutt.
You little fucking mutt.
Your name ain't came up yet, you punk motherfucker.
You a fucking mutt.
You're a white motherfucker.
Hey,
a bulldog and a shit zoo.
Hey,
and we call them bullshits around here.
You don't want none of Keisha, do you, Jimmy?
Not right now, I don't. I want to kill these little fucking ducks
right, so
first.
Not right now. We don't want none of TikTok right now. It's the same
shit, dog.
Yeah, because y'all scared, motherfucker.
He always talking slick. I like talking that. I want to play the
little son. He must be
they don't play
him,
but I'll play him.
He said,
y'all want some of Keisha? Y'all want some of Keisha? Y'all want some of Keisha?
No. We want some of Keisha. Who we want some of? Do you want some? Do you want some?
Y'all motherfuckers talk like gangsters until it was time to do gangster shit.
You talk like you a white gangster.
You
ain't nothing.
You got fame, son. That's not what you're looking for. You strategically racing. You gonna raise who you want to raise, when you want to raise.
Keisha don't need no help getting no fucking race.
Your name ain't came up, and we don't need no help either.
Y'all need some fucking help.
Get no motherfucking race. No, you need some help. You
listen,
out here sucking dick.
I didn't call
you
y'all called me.
No, we didn't call you. Dog called you. Go talk
well,
to
I know
dog.
Y'all ain't fucking
called
me because y'all can't
ass.
Fucking do nothing about
call
it.
Your stupid ass. Yeah, you can't do nothing about it with your coward ass.
I can't
nobody.
Do nothing about it because y'all won't bring your scary ass out.
Next minute he said you called him bald head. Next minute he said you didn't.
I can't do nothing because y'all won't bring your scary ass out there.
That motherfucker retarded. No motherfucker got to race you. Fuck you. We ain't studying you. We don't need you.
No, it ain't
fuck
me. It's fuck with me.
You bad for business. You bad for business, motherfucker.
It ain't fuck me. It's fuck with me.
Back where you come from. Get that fucking snot out your, that snuff out your mouth, motherfucker. Get that snuff out your mouth.
Show enough.
You rusted mouth, motherfucker.
Listen here, you bald mouth motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna put a hillbilly ass cutting on you too. You bring your scary
you
ass out
shit.
There.
Poor white trash. Damn. Get your poor ass out
of
here.
Nah, motherfucker, I'm poor white trailer park trash. Get it right.
Yeah. Send your motherfucker. Send your dogs at us, motherfucker. Send your dogs at us. We don't want you.
Hey, I ain't got.
You don't
listen.
Want certain people. We
I don't send
you.
Nobody. I go do the job my fucking self.
We don't want you, man. We don't want your nasty ass. You're too fucking nasty. We don't run nasty people.
No, y'all fine. Y'all don't run bad, motherfuckers.
We don't
y'all
want
scary.
No fucking time, man. We don't want to run no time, man. You a time bomb.
Y'all shaking like
we
a goddamn
we don't want none of that.
Man.
We don't want none of that.
I know you don't.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yo, what you got these bums on here for?
Hey, man, I mean, you know,
we going to bum on your ass.
I want to make sure we cover all the bases. Yeah.
So you got a bunch of clout chasing ass motherfuckers on here.
Oh,
man. Hey, dog, he the one chasing the clout.
No. I ain't chasing clout, I'm chasing ducks. Why you think I'm behind your scale?
Call the man a duck. Come on.
That's what we trying to do, you dumb fuck. We want to chase you for it. You
a bullshit?
You a fucking cheat. Fucking
a bullshit?
You a bullshit.
You a goat herder, motherfucker. Nah, right now I'm in the
wrong
and I ain't having no fucking luck.
We don't want you. We don't want you, man. You stink. Your money stink. We don't want you.
Y'all don't want me because y'all can't fucking handle me.
We don't want your nasty ass, motherfucker.
Don't want me because y'all don't know what the fuck to do with me.
You're bad for business. We don't want you.
Y'all bad for fucking business. Y'all a disgrace to the G-Body race.
We don't want your nasty ass.
Mm-hmm. Y'all a disgrace to the G-Body race.
We don't want your nasty ass. We don't want you.
There ain't nothing you can fucking do about it.
Man, yeah. And we ain't gonna do shit about it. When we call your name, bring your trailer park ass right on over there, we gonna knock your fat ass out. You ain't nothing.
When we call your name.
You
couldn't fix your mouth to put
when we call your
in the same
name,
fucking sentence.
Bring your punk ass out there. We're going to knock your punk ass right out.
You couldn't fix your motherfucking mouth to put TikTok
in
the fucking dummy
down.
Why
we call
your ass,
boy? We're going to knock your dumb ass out, boy.
You couldn't fix you could not fix your mouth to put TikTok and dummy down.
Why was Cowboy on him, Keith? Why was Cowboy on him? Why was Cowboy on you so bad, Jimmy?
Say what?
Uh-oh. Why was Cowboy on your ass so bad?
Oh.
Man, Cowboy stopped the race.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
What race he got?
Oh, shit.
He stopped the race with me and damn Keisha. I went over there to talk to Trigger Man. We had it all worked out. And then Cowboy come with all that goddamn capping and mouth. And I told him, fuck it, go find the race. I ain't got to run it.
Oh, man.
Hey, guess what, dog? Hey, dog. We feel the same way. We were going to run TikTok, punk ass. And
y'all wasn't going to never fucking run TikTok. Y'all locked in with TikTok and ready for fucking rain.
Dog.
We need to get Cowboy on the phone.
See, there you go. Why I'm gonna run a motherfucking one of that 500?
Motherfuck you! I don't give a damn. You'll never raise. I got 500 on the gap, bitch.
You.
Like I said the first time.
I don't, motherfucker.
I don't bite my tongue.
Nah.
Y'all scared, motherfucker.
I don't bite my fucking tongue neither.
I ain't bite it in front of your face, diddle. Motherfucker.
I ain't fucking doing it for your face either,
motherfucker. I can't tell you. Stop talking.
Don't fuck me. Go fuck yourself.
I ain't stop talking. Motherfucker. I gap your pussy ass.
Get on that.
You weak shit y'all got, motherfucker. Give a fuck about y'all. I gap that bullshit y'all got out there. I bet on the fucking gap.
How much you gonna bet on the gap, Cowboy?
I like that.
How much you gonna bet on the gap, Cowboy?
Whatever they wanna bet.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Teacher ain't scared a damn bitch out there.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Damn, I don't steal G-Body. Keith don't give a fuck
about it. Well, you so motherfucking tough, give me the clear. Give me the clear, and you so fucking tough.
I ain't doing no motherfucking thing. Take it from me. Take it from me.
You so goddamn tough.
Take it from me.
You so tough, motherfucker.
We got in that goddamn... We asked for shit this weekend. Yeah, we got in there like a man.
Freaking
man asked for a goddamn thing.
You punk motherfucker.
Man,
we asked for shit when we got in there, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Grow up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Jimmy, this scared motherfucker wouldn't race.
Shit. Yeah, who was that?
Trigger
who
Man.
That
when you got that fucking race,
we
you had
to get in
the only
race.
Fucking chance at your damn money or
we
lose it and not
no,
fight it off.
No, because we lost money in there. We didn't give a fuck about
yeah,
that
yeah,
money.
Yeah, somebody, who that say we had to do that?
Jimmy. TikTok
said
TikTok.
That.
You said
you
we
got
had
in
to
that
do
fucking
that?
Race.
Well, we
Jamie.
Had to, though.
Yeah, but that was your only chance. That's your only chance to fight for your fucking money that you had spent.
No, we lost money.
Yeah,
we still
yeah.
lost money.
Yeah, but.
That's
you
all
got
I'm
it
saying.
You got it wrong, though.
They didn't want to get in it. I told them let's get in it.
But Jamie.
I'm going to get in it.
Jamie, you said you had, that was your only shot to get in, to get your fucking money.
Well,
I ain't
Jimmy,
making this
Jimmy.
Shit up.
What I'm saying is we just did it just to do it, but we ain't had to do nothing.
Well, I know you didn't have to do it, but goddamn, you got your fucking money out there, and you had a car there. Why not fucking fight for it?
Yeah, but we still had to put up $1,500 though, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We still had to put up $1,500. It ain't like we paid money and our interest already paid. We still had to put up $1,500.
Mm-hmm. But, Jamie, you had two... Jamie, you had two interests.
Those
two
interests
make
did not
one, right?
Add up. No, it did not.
Okay. Well, I'm wrong. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. My apologies.
He paid for two interests.
Well, shut
I paid for two interests.
You don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Boy, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up if you ain't trying to put up a deposit. Oh,
what's
man.
What's going on, though,
you
man? It's a G-body game going on over here? Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Ron said
well,
one
no.
down. TikTok said.
Well,
Ron said
well,
one down. TikTok said one down. And Jamie done said one down. Everybody
well,
said down.
You
down.
Already, hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, you already know what time it is. When I go to posting and putting Keisha as my profile, they know what time it is.
Yeah,
they know what time it is.
Yeah,
it's self-explanatory.
It's a difference in getting shut down and strategically racing, though. You racing with a method. You racing with a purpose.
Jamie.
Just race.
Jamie.
These guys just
when
like
I
a race is just like he is, huh?
Jamie, when I fucked
yes,
these two ducks up, when I fucked Race Car Dud up and Dummy Diana, then me
oh,
and you
man.
Won't go.
Damn.
Yeah, but that, I mean, y'all have been on the premises two races in a row. What is it going to take? Y'all have been on the
I don't know. Ask him,
James.
James, ask him.
All right, who got all that goddamn
Come
money?
On, Come on, Ryan.
Hey,
ask him, James.
We're folding all that damn
somebody
money.
Somebody pump fake.
Dirty Dying ain't going to happen.
Jamie, ask him.
Yeah, I'm asking. I mean, you know, if you know. It takes for the cars to be on the property together, and that didn't happen twice.
Mm-hmm. Jamie,
Jamie,
I'm pretty sure you seen me in Alabama. I had Dummy Diana locked in, and he begged for fucking rain, and it came.
Oh,
damn.
Jesus.
Right.
I tried to rape
him.
Yeah,
but ain't no Big Ryan on the phone letting you talk like that now, not calling him out his name now, not Big Ryan. Big Ryan must not be over here.
I didn't call that man out his name. I said Dummy
yeah,
Diana.
I know that, man. Right, I'm just saying. He's not shit. He's just talking shit.
And Race Car
Dub. I'm just speaking on Ryan here. And Skin, I'm going to ask you a little question, Skin. Seeing what Ryan
man.
Got going on, and he done went through 19 drivers in 6 weeks, would you drive for
mm-hmm.
Ryan?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I drive for him.
Oh
no, Ski! I ain't believe you said that, Ski. Man, but if you don't burn out right, Ron will get rid of you, man.
Well, I like Houston. I like Houston. Houston's my buddy. But when I fuck them up, I'ma feel bad for Ryan Gonfern.
That's all like I heard, Brother D. What's it called on Brother D? Sound like I heard Brother D on here.
My brother, what's happening, Jay?
What's
going
on, man? Man, you ain't called me in about 3 months, 4 months, man.
You know what, Jeff? You gotta call me. I done broke another phone. Man. I got no numbers. I done broke another.
Oh yeah. Man, what's going on, man? Is anybody locked in yet, dog? Since you had this special request to have this show, anybody locked in yet?
Come on.
Yeah,
come on,
for next year.
You been smoking dope, David? You smoking dope now?
For next year. Jamie.
Everybody on the chain, James. All the gorillas in the cage right now.
Dang.
Yes, sir.
Did you not see me at Alabama and South Georgia?
Yes, sir. Yes, I seen all G bodies.
Was race car Doug and Dummy Diana on the same property both times?
Oh man!
Yes.
Disrespect.
Hey, Trigger Man.
Answer the question.
It's not that Sarge is not racing or not trying to race. He has a program that he's going by. When you're strategically racing, you don't let no one deter you or get you out of your mix and get you off your square. Sarge is racing. This man,
but we done,
run
that we done
man,
been locked in.
Gonna
what
run
the
that
fuck
man.
Changed?
There's nothing you can say gonna make Sarge.
We was locked in and it rained.
Going. Well, right. he said the same thing. He said you pray for rain. I don't know. All we know is that it rained. But how
I'm running.
You know,
I'm running to him every time I fuck the
seed. Sometimes you pass your exit. You don't turn around and go back. You keep going to the next exit. Now,
no, if I pass my
up,
exit,
well,
I stop putting in reverse.
Well, Sarge will have reverse. He push his car backwards. He'll have reverse.
I'm running. I'll be honest with you, I'm running. Every time I see him, I run to him. And ask him what he wants to do.
And I'm sure he wants you to keep running to him.
Oh, we
that
testing.
Way when he that way when he
we
knocks
testing.
You out, he have a purpose for knocking you out.
We testing. I'm pretty sure that was a year-end finale grudge race, not year-end finale testing fucking tune.
Oh,
man.
Well, is it his fault? Is it his fault that was necessary? No, it would not be.
Well, whose fault is it? He don't own
it. Well, he did grudge race now.
He did grudge race while he was down there.
So did
he ran. He got paid to park out.
Yeah, he went out there and run a small block car.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. If you go get in the ring with Mike Tyson, is that Mike Tyson's fault or your fault?
Yeah, but if you don't get in the ring with no fucking body, whose fault is it?
There's a bus to it. He's a yes or no, not a butt.
He got in the ring, though.
He gonna get the butt. You understand me? It's a yes or no. If you climb the bend there, Tyson's going to get that butt. So if a small block climb over the next lane,
he got in there with him. All right. Now answer my question.
Yes, sir.
If both cars is on the property for 7 days, listen, if both cars is on the property at two different racetracks for a total of 7 days, and a man want to run them on any day that ends in Y, them whole 7 days, and nothing happens, then whose fault is it?
Okay, allow me to answer. There's no one's fault. There's a purpose. I listen to you. Now listen to me. There's a purpose and a plan that's being carried out. So whether you was there 7 days or 17 days, he's not going to let you alter his plan. You said
well, riddle me this.
Plan to benefit or to fit you.
Riddle me this.
That's going to fit him. Yes,
okay,
sir.
I riddle me this. We was at two racetracks for a total of 7 days, leave on a Sunday, and that man calls and then makes a fucking post wanting to go to a private fucking track rental.
Oh, man.
Now, what fucking sense does that mean right there?
Answer that question for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do my best if you listen. It's not that he – and I was privileged to hear that call and read the text. It's not that he called you to go to a private test or a private –
He did
test.
Call me.
What,
he called me on the phone.
Now, sir, we both can't talk the same. We could dance because we can't talk. I listened to you, and you asked me to answer your question. I allowed me to answer. He did call you. He did extend the hand to you to go to a private session, only because the track was not what he wanted to be down there. So he wouldn't run you there. But he said, we can go to a better facility, go to a better track, and we can get this on. And what happened?
Well, I had to race on a different racetrack. I mean, I was going to race on a different racetrack.
I told him
to pick his lane, pick his time, and pick his spot.
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
He told you, I was on the phone listening. He told you point blank, he said, I got to get in touch with my people to make sure they can be there. Meaning his driver got to be there and his tuner got to be there. Why would he send a car somewhere if there's only one that drive the car?
but you're not understanding.
His
driver was in Alabama. His driver was in South Georgia.
What you said was you someone called your driver for you. And I don't know what you did, but you came back a hot minute or two later, and you said that he was busy. I was on the phone listening to you. I was pretty listening to
that. That was the date. I was talking about Sunday when he called me. You wasn't on the phone. I'm pretty sure when we was in Georgia this past weekend, I wasn't at a different racetrack than he was. We both had to go down.
You keep referring back to the track. Just because you referred to the track, you said the track wasn't no good. Sir, I know I didn't say anything. I said what was said. I wasn't there to say whether the track was good or bad. I wasn't there. I said what was stated to me. But now let me say this to you. Just because you went down the track at 300 miles an hour, that don't satisfy me if I can't go down the track at 300 miles an hour. I might want to run 310. I don't have to be satisfied with satisfy you.
Sound to me like y'all need to work on y'all's program because y'all couldn't go down the bitch at 10 mile an hour.
It sounds like to me he needs to do what he's doing. That's run his program the way that he's running. Like I stated before, and Ball here say to you, your number is in the bag. He just hadn't pulled it yet. When he pulled your number, let you know.
Is the numbers in there,
Dow? You want your number pulled now, and he has some more fish he want to fry before he gets
when
it.
When he pulls, you know, when you cook fish,
you'll cook chicken in the same grease as you cook fish, but you want to cook the chicken first. You don't cook the fish and then cook the chicken. You want me to cook the fish first. He want to cook them both.
Don't fuck around and fall in the goddamn grease that you cook the chicken or the damn fish in.
That's the job, we'll just put him in the grease. Exactly. That's your job to put him in there. But you know the old saying says, don't dig a ditch for me because the very ditch you dig may be for you. So, see, you try to put sides in the grease.
That's right.
I'm going to put you in that grease. Decocker.
Lord,
that's
how much.
Someone there. Come on back in there. Decocker down. Decocker.
What's your name, B?
That's what I'm going to do there. Decocker. That ain't what's walking.
My.
The name.
So, when we locked in 2-on-20 in Alabama and it rained, what the hell's changed?
Sir, the only thing that you're doing right now is just rewording and rearranging, but you're stating the same thing. The judge has already passed judgment on you. When you do your time. In other words, back up and wait till Sarge call your number. He gonna set this. I know it's impatient sitting in the county and knowing you going down state. I know it's impatient. You're gonna go on and get your time over with. He going to sentence you. He going to give you a 10 of life. Don't worry about it. You going to get it.
Yeah, but y'all come out there and fuck with TikTok, it's going to be a death sentence.
Tell
him about it. He going to get his 10 of life.
He's going to be some dead motherfucker.
y'all come out there fucking with TikTok, y'all going to be dead and stinking.
Now he's trying to scare us.
You're going to learn to leave the sergeant alone. You in the oven.
Who got all that noise and all that bumping and jumping around? Who got all that noise back there, man? Good grief.
TikTok.
That's them, dog. They underneath the car, man.
That's TikTok.
Right, he's gone now. Right, damn, a lot of hot air on this motherfucker.
Definitely a lot of hot air, dog. But I'm ready to go.
DG body in real form, dog.
Yeah, they ready to go.
TikTok, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
You constantly...
Hold on, Deepin, ask you a TikTok question.
I want to ask TikTok a question. You're constantly trying to get the size to run. And I've stated to you several times that he's running with a purpose. But why are you not replying to Keisha call out? They done call you out. They done pull you out. They done pull the cover off. They done throw hot water on you. They put pepper in your face. They sprayed you with mace. I mean, what else they got to do to get you to answer their call?
Why can't I race with a purpose? How about that? I'm the dumb motherfucker that you can't fuck with.
Your pussy stinks. We don't want none of your pussy. It stinks. We don't want none of it.
Yeah, but your pussy stinks and fucking leaking. Deuce the motherfucker.
We don't want none of
you
that.
You stink pussy.
We don't want none of that.
Deuce the motherfucker.
We don't want none of that. You got any
motherfucker. Your pussy leaking. Deuce the motherfucker. You the one on here doing all the goddamn crying. Deuce the pussy.
We'll catch it then. We don't want the HIV right now.
Put some vinegar in that motherfucker and tighten it up for me.
We gonna get you. We don't want it. We don't want it.
Y'all
we don't dish. We let our pussy wash out itself, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
We don't want to put no dish in there. Dish in my motherfucking mouth.
Deuce that leaking motherfucker. Tighten it up for me.
Motherfucker. Get that rust out your mouth, motherfucker. We don't want it. We don't let me handle it, bro. Get out the way before you say something you don't like. I like everything he's saying. Come on. Come on, you stupid motherfucker. Now you racing with a purpose. But we can't
now when
no.
I
we ain't racing with no purpose.
See, I'm trying to keep this shit cordial. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something nasty now.
You ain't got to keep it cordial with me. You ain't got to keep it cordial with me. Say whatever the fuck you want to say to me, dumbass. Say whatever the fuck you want to say, stupid. Your stupid ass. Motherfucker, I'm the one that I like this talk. I like this talk.
Well, good. I love shit talk, too. Now, lock the fuck in.
You can call me whatever you want to call me. Call me whatever you want to call me, dumb fuck. Call me whatever you want to call me. Come on.
Yeah, well, douche leaking. Douche leaking pussy.
Come on.
Douche leaking pussy.
Dick in your mouth. That's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
I'm going to lick this dick in your mouth.
You ain't going to lick nothing. Listen here, bro. You ain't nothing. All the thing you is a cum guzzling sewer slut. You hear me?
I know.
Well, if you know, then I ain't got to tell you.
Stupid ass out of here, motherfucker. You racing with a purpose. So stupid ass out of here.
I learned it from y'all. Y'all bunch of city slicking motherfuckers. Y'all the smartest dumb motherfuckers I ever seen. Y'all talk about how. Listen, y'all. Y'all city slickers talk about how motherfucking smart y'all are, but y'all come to the country and get you a fucking tuner and you get a fucking driver. You stupid motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all so goddamn smart. Y'all the smartest, dumbest motherfuckers I ever seen in my life.
That's right.
I know it's right.
Hey, dog.
Who
are you?
I got $5 if you can tell me how many times somebody that calls somebody stupid or dumb.
Oh, about 72 times.
That's it. They just having a good time.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time with them.
These motherfuckers ain't here capping, dog. I'm ready to put a deposit up.
Yeah,
man, ain't no motherfucking capping. We just told you 10 times we don't want to run you. Your name ain't called yet.
So you capping?
Mm-hmm. Because you ain't heard me cap with you. You lying on me. I ain't cap with you now, time.
You capping now.
You can't hold the whole line back sometimes. That's why he locked your dumb ass in. I'm glad it rained.
Call him.
So you got on your knees? You got on your knees where you stay at and help me fucking pray?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I did.
Keep praying.
I was happy when y'all couldn't run. hey, dog, can I ask you a question? I forgot the question I was going to ask you, but I was fucking with old Jim. Hey, dog.
You.
Hey,
dog.
This is the question I want to ask you. And I remember you saying this distinctly. At the beginning of the year, you were saying it a million times. Do you hear us saying, well, I ain't going to say it. Do you hear Ryan saying anything about or to Juice? Juice said he didn't want to run. He left the man alone.
Right. Okay.
That's what we're trying to tell dumbass him with his stupid ass.
So the man don't want to run, but he made a fucking post. The man don't want to run, but he made a fucking post wanting to run in a private session.
TikTok, you're not listening. He wants to run you. Ryan wants to run you. We don't want
Well, goddamn, what the fuck I'm doing? What the fuck I'm doing talking to the help for? I need to talk to the goddamn boss.
Right. Hey, somebody told me you was the help. Talk, motherfucker.
I ain't never been to fucking help. I ain't never been to help. I ain't never been to fucking help. But you ain't the fucking driver, and you ain't good fucking. You ain't the driver, and you ain't good fucking help.
Lord, how much?
You didn't say nothing when Marvin was over there trying to talk for y'all, and don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Shit, I stand. Whatever Marvin tells y'all motherfuckers, I stand 10 toes with him. Whatever Marvin said, I'm 10 toes behind him.
10 toes with Dirty Diana. I'm standing 10 toes with Ryan. So what the fuck is you talking about, punk?
No, you run 10 toes behind Ryan.
Oh,
get
man.
You running 10 toes behind Ryan.
We're 10 toes down and let's get out. When we want to get out.
You run a 10 toes behind.
Go fix Marvin's car, motherfucker. Put TikTok shit in there and get his ass up there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
That what you do. That what you do, punk motherfucker. He got a G-body.
Oh,
put all the shit out TikTok in there, the body and everything. Take the body off there, bitch, and stick it on TikTok and get your faggot ass down. We going to run.
Damn.
We're going to run you, boy.
But you said, listen, I said. Whatever Marvin tells y'all.
Take Marvin's body off that train, motherfucker, and put Marvin's body on it and get your fat ass down. We gonna run it.
Whatever Marvin tells y'all.
Go put a Malibu body on that bitch that look like Marvin cop and get your faggot ass down.
Listen, whatever Marvin tells y'all, we motherfuckers, I'm 10 toes behind
it. Get your faggot ass up there. Get up here.
Whatever the man.
Marvin.
What up? Marvin, you hear these crybaby motherfuckers on here? This pussy leaking. You need to douche that fucking tuna box.
Don't tell nobody else, Marvin.
This motherfucker's pussy's leaking.
Then,
he needs to juice that tuna box.
And then everybody wants to go around saying Dirty Diana will kick dock.
Marvin, you hear this crybaby motherfucker? His pussy leaking. His pussy leaking.
You
crybaby motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Come on.
Your pussy leaking.
Come on.
Your pussy leaking. Shoot that stink tuna box.
If you put that frame on there. Tack well into it, motherfucker.
Your pussy leaking. Shut the fuck up. Your pussy leaking. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Your booty.
Your fucking
leaking. Motherfucker, you
that fucking tuna box. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't even know why I'm talking to your ass. You the fucking hell. Shut the fuck up. Put the boss on the phone. Shut the fuck up. You the help. You the fucking help. And you ain't good fucking help.
Damn.
You the help. Shut the fuck up. Put the boss on the phone.
Come on, girl.
My, 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 my.
Get out of the car.
Got me on here talking to the fucking hill. Boy, you ain't even good fucking hill.
Damn.
You up under the car.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Hey, you hear me? I said shut the fuck up. The pussy leaking, all that fucking crying you doing.
Shut
the fuck up. Your pussy leaking. All that fucking crying you doing. What the fuck the baby gonna do?
You're here. I need to shut the fuck up for
here.
You're
here.
You
want to see
black people?
You go ahead.
He's really good.
What the baby got?
Hey, dog. Got me in here talking to the goddamn help. Man, get the boss on the fucking phone.
Not the hired help.
This weak motherfucker ain't even good help. Hired help. I hope ain't nobody paying this dumb motherfucker.
Damn. Can't none of y'all help lock TikTok in. I can lock that bitch in, boy.
Boy, well, lock it in. Show me. Show me you can lock that motherfucker in. Because you the fucking help. And you ain't even good fucking help. Well, you a fucking do, boy. Get the, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to tiptoe your ass down, nigga.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I want silence. Shut the fuck up. All that goddamn crying you doing. Your pussy leaking. Your pussy hurting. Well, sit on that spank motherfucker.
Now, my dick leaking. Get your ass gonorrhea in your mouth. My dick
shut the fuck
right
up. Shut the fuck up. Get the motherfucking balls in here. I don't want to talk to the fucking help. You ain't even good fucking help. Shut the fuck up. I done told you, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Sit on your stank ass bleeding pussy.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up with you. Your fucking mouth bleeding. You slobbing motherfucker.
Yeah. All that goddamn crying you doing. What the fuck the baby gonna do? What the fuck the baby gonna do? All that fucking crying you doing.
You slobbing like a baby motherfucker.
All that fucking crying you doing. Man, put a tampon in that bleeding motherfucker and sit on your ass somewhere. Stick a tampon in your stank pussy and sit down somewhere. Shut the fuck up. You come juggling and sue us.
Swallow your spit in your mouth, motherfucker.
Boy, you a cum guzzling sewer slug. Shut the fuck up.
That was a track one hooking, motherfucker, because your ass slobbing on the track. Get your little nasty ass off the track.
Hey, look here, boy.
Motherfucker.
A motherfucker just told me if you had much dick sticking out of you, you had stuck in you like a fucking porcupine.
With your slobbing ass.
You hear me?
So motherfucking
motherfucker just told me if you had much dick sticking out of you, you had run through you like a fucking porcupine.
Oh, Lord.
No, they told you. I bet
they
don't tell it to me.
They said he had much dick poking out him as he had poked in him.
Yeah.
He like a fucking porcupine.
I bet you won't. Hey, I bet you won't have that Du Bois saying to me.
Huh?
I bet you won't have that Du Bois saying to me. Whoever told you that.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what I heard now.
Yeah, I might get nastier with them than I will with you. I don't know you like that yet.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
With you. Yeah, well, tell them motherfuckers to tell it to me. Tell it to me. Yeah, I'm semi-nasty with you. I really get nasty with them. Send they do more ass to me. Whoever told
yeah,
me
but
that.
You be crying, bro. You do too much fucking crying, bro.
Yeah, I can't tell. You heard me crying.
Yeah, but shut the fuck up.
Get your ass
all you do
down.
Is cry.
when we ready.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to change that bloody ass tampon you got and put you a new one in it and go sit on your hot pussy somewhere now.
I want you to put a bib on to catch all that motherfucking snuff in your mouth and stop sliding on the motherfucking track.
Don't you worry about this goddamn snuff.
What the fuck is that, Billy Garrett? Is that Billy Garrett? Huh? Is that Billy Garrett? You and me talking.
Hey, I got Marvin on the goddamn line now.
What's going on with it?
I don't care who you
and Marvin got all right to lock y'all punk asses in, too.
I want to go to gym, man.
Marvin got all right to lock y'all punk motherfuckers in, too.
Well, you heard what the fuck I told you. You heard what I told you.
Get your bald man in here.
Marvin, like his... Marvin like his little street type cop. Yeah, I don't get off into that big shit. Y'all too fast for me.
That's a big shit. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't
want to
run that.
Yeah, y'all.
I already told
you. Yeah, y'all. No. I'm talking about how fast y'all. Them cars lying.
No. There you go.
What?
I ain't talking about how fast.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't care how fast he is. I don't care how fast it is. I'm talking about how fast you are.
Okay.
What
about?
TikTok. I don't know how fast TikTok is. I don't know how fast no dirty dirty. I don't know how fast you is.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. What's up?
I don't want to run that. Nothing. I don't know what he got you on the phone for. He must be sucking your dick. I don't know what the fuck he got you on the phone
for. Oh, come on, Shelby. He's
sucking dick. Man,
come on, shall we?
Bro, listen. I got a job. I don't need yours. I don't need yours.
I said, if you stick all this shit out of his car, put it in your car, we'll run. We're not running TikTok. We'll run another name car. We're not running his car. Not right now. I'm joking that 10 times.
Well, Marvin, I told you them motherfuckers from your city was some scary motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they got their program running the way they want to run.
Yeah, he's scared.
Scared of who?
Scared of who?
You ain't
nobody. Man,
stop.
You ain't
ran
nobody. Who you ran?
You right.
If you ran,
hey.
We gonna lock in and run TikTok. If you name one more, you
ain't
even had the cop outside here.
But guess what? It ain't costing you a dime for it to sit in my garage. It ain't costing you a dime.
What it's costing me. I'm just making a point. We ain't talking about what it costs. We talking about getting out. That's what we talking about. We not running no big time.
When that time come, I get out. What's up, Flock?
You
say what happened, Flock?
You don't hear that cop 5 years.
You say I done had it 5 years?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. Bet $100.
You said $100?
Yes.
Yeah, we can bet that. Yeah, no, matter of fact, let's bet $5 since you stole for show.
Lock on my end.
No, let me think. Hello, Lord.
Lord, I'm going to call
the goddamn.
Oh, shit.
See how long I'll hear this.
You a bad motherfucker,
Fly. See how long I'll hear that motherfucker, man.
I don't even know
how long I had.
Why the fuck y'all worry about how long that man had his car? How long dummy Diana had his?
That's why he called you. He called you because he can't fuck with me, Mom.
Yeah, but you can't fuck with me. That's why you had to call
really
fucking Ryan.
But I ain't call Ryan, you punk motherfucker. I ain't call no motherfucker.
Boy, fuck
you. Don't call your fucking ass. Don't call
this was a family
you
show.
You ain't talking about shit. No, this ain't no family. It's a semi-family show. I ain't got nasty with him yet. I got to get to know him. I'm waiting on him
well,
to
get
nasty.
Fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm. Really
say what you
want to
say to me.
No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that, Jim. I ain't going to
get. Boy, I got
nasty.
Tough skin. I'm tough.
No, but I'm waiting on you to get super nasty. I'm waiting on you to cross that line. So I can
nah,
knock
I'm waiting on you to
fucking ass out.
I'm waiting on you to cross that line.
No. I don't do it first.
So when's TikTok
going to
run?
That's
my question.
Uh-oh. There you go. Let me go on mute. You hear that, TikTok?
What?
I mean, when TikTok going to run, Keisha? Because you said you had them locked in. So that shouldn't be a problem with relocking in.
Why y'all worried about
you.
That?
Oh!
I learned. Listen. Listen.
I
want to
see you.
I learned from Race Car Vaughn and Dummy Diana. They got a program,
man.
and they stay on their program. So guess
Dang.
I got a program now, and I'm gonna stay on it.
Mm-hmm. So why did you gonna stay on your program? Why Dummy Diana can't stay on theirs then?
I learned from the best.
Thank you.
I learned from the city slickers. You know
mm-hmm.
them good,
so
smart,
if
dumb
you
motherfuckers.
Could, if you can stay on your program, why they can't stay on theirs then?
Well, see, their program was we locked the fuck in, and they got on their knees and prayed for fucking rain.
So,
but
what
man,
that's
rain,
God.
What
was
he's been a city slick for a long time. Why you ain't learning from him?
He's scared of y'all.
Hey, you locked in with Keisha then. What you praying for?
Keisha got your number, fool.
Shit, I prayed for it not to fucking rain so I could get across y'all's ass. That's what I prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your prayer didn't come true. Your prayer didn't work.
It did not.
It didn't work. So that lets you know when you pray that you're going to win, you're going to get fucked up as soon as we run you.
Well, guess what? Y'all scary motherfuckers got to come out there first.
We're going to run it.
Neither one of us can lose if y'all don't come.
So if they're scary, then they make hold on. So if they're scary, then you scared in, right?
Huh?
So if you say that they're scared because they won't run you, so would that make you because you won't run Keisha?
Shit, I'm scared.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, we both
scared.
What's the problem?
I'm shaking like goddamn Bond Ryan.
Oh, man.
Now, let me ask y'all a question. Why the fuck y'all ain't going out there to run Keisha?
So we
I ain't heard.
Keisha, so why the fuck
my phone works. My phone works.
Yes, we ain't
never said we had the bad G body.
I heard Ryan tell Keisha today he fucked him up. And then I heard Jamie tell him lock the fuck in. And he said, just wait.
Right. Hey, Ryan,
what the fuck you waiting on?
First.
Who the fuck y'all going out there to run? Who y'all going to race? Who y'all going to? Yeah. Okay, so what y'all waiting on?
So
what y'all waiting
so
on?
Hey, man, who's stacking them damn bricks, man? Goddamn, y'all take a running and all that. Dirty Diana, every time Dirty Diana showed up at the track, it had a lock in. Every time it showed up at the track, it either raced somebody, got the pump out or something. Every time. You ain't never
yep.
known Dirty Diana come to the track and didn't do nothing.
I come to Alabama with a lock in too, and y'all bitches praying
for
rain.
You come.
I come to Alabama and had y'all scary motherfuckers locked in. Y'all pray for rain. Y'all pray for fucking rain.
I ain't got no damn race. You ain't raised nobody.
What it cost you? What it cost you? Lord.
What did it cost?
I'm tired of coming to China to watch.
Well, fuck you and your fucking time. How about that?
Yeah. I wasted my motherfucking time with that raggedy motherfucker. I told you change the body. Put Marvin's body on there, motherfucker. You get you some action. Get your little stupid ass out the way. Get your ass out the way just drive the car. You know you ain't nothing but a slave. Get your dumb ass in the car and just drive it, motherfucker. Leave it talking to me. Let me do all the talking. Me and Marvin.
Yeah, but you—that's all. You ain't even good at fucking. You ain't even good at fucking talking.
Shut up! Can I tell you shut the fuck up? Shut up when I'm talking. Huh?
You shut the fuck up. Who the fuck is you? You don't tell me what the fuck to do. Man, fuck you.
I ain't kicked out.
Tell me what the fuck to do.
Your motherfucking ass,
Jim. Boy, the only thing you're going to do is beat your motherfucking meat.
I like when,
get the fuck out of
like
the way.
I like when you talk slick. But yeah, I ain't going to let you talk slick to me. I'm going to get on your ass.
Ain't a fucking listen. Only thing you can do is fucking listen.
I'm finna go back in the lab with the pen and the pad. I'm finna write some shit down. I'm going to tag your ass up next time I see
all
you.
All thing, you go in the fucking lab. Why don't you go in the lab with that goddamn... Honey, I shot the kid looking motherfucker to drive race car Vaughn.
Hey.
Go find that goddamn
hey,
Mike Rattling and y'all go shrink some fucking kids.
Oh, man.
Kid, how much happened going on here?
Oh, man, a whole lot of capping in this motherfucker.
This is how I like it right here. Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking quiet.
I can't wait till we beat your ass. Ooh, wait. You're going to beat that ass. And spank that little ass on you. You'll spank that little ass on you, boy.
You ain't gonna spank a fucking thing.
Well, guess what? It won't be this year, boss. Won't be this year.
Yeah, I know. I already know that.
We gave you open invitation to steal Alabama.
If y'all don't do it this year,
what?
Y'all can fucking forget doing it.
Oh, and then we can forget it then. We don't need.
And I'm serious about that.
So what? So?
Ain't no fuck me. Fuck. It ain't fuck me. It's fuck you.
I got to study like a motherfucker.
Better yet, don't fuck me. Fuck your fucking self. Then you get some pure pussy.
How about I fuck you?
No, I done told you. Don't fuck me. Fuck yourself. Fuck you. Then you'll be a pure pussy.
No. Whatever you've been doing, fucking yourself. Fucking that little dog up under your car. You always got a little dog under your car. Man,
Jimmy,
you
Jimmy, who on your line with all that noise? That's you and all that noise out there, Jimmy.
No,
Jimmy,
that ain't
you.
Jimmy,
that's Jimmy, motherfucking ass.
Okay, yeah,
no,
but
sir,
that ain't
Marvin
you.
On the phone.
That ain't
Jimmy. That might be on Marvin's phone.
Yeah, that was me. I'm at work. I'm going on me.
Yeah, that's Marvin, motherfucker. Marvin, go on mute, motherfucker. I don't even know what he called you for.
You had that man's name in your mouth. That's why I called him.
Man, I ain't studying him. Okay, that runs well in yours. Y'all ain't nothing. Fucking you.
Yes,
what you got to tell
I
me
put
up?
Put your name in my motherfucking mouth. You said what?
So what you got to tell me up with? What's that?
No, we can't have ass with his mouth. We talking about
that's
talking
all
shit.
He can do.
We ain't talking about no goddamn cop. But I got a cop. You don't want to run. We got 30
okay.
Diana. We'll tear your motherfucking head off. You got one and one.
Boy, ain't nobody
with that weak motherfucker. You got one and one with that junk. while you talking shit. You got 1-1, motherfucker. I ain't seen your car in 2 years. You got 1-1, and you fucking with TikTok. We don't give a fuck. You got 1-1. What you want to do?
Decline.
What you want to do, mama? Bitch, you want to quit opening your fucking mouth.
Decline. When you quit opening your mouth, you shut the fuck up. You got to hear the fucking
radio. What the baby going to do? You just asked me what I'm going to fuck him up with.
Listen,
that weak motherfucker.
Listen, I told you we don't talk to the fucking hell.
Shut up.
You ain't even good fucking hell.
TikTok can get us a spot. We'll beat your fuck out of
here. Shut the fuck up. Get off your fucking knees.
Twice.
Get off your knees. I mean, I know you used to being on your fucking knees, but get the fuck off them bitches. That shit don't work with me.
All right, guys, this one ain't going nowhere. We finna get ready to get out of here, y'all. We get ready to get on Sam's show.
Peace and quiet.
Finna get on Sam's show.
Get out of here.
About that.
Sam's show ain't on yet. That shit ain't gonna be on for another hour.
I know, but I'm going to get out of here. Ain't nothing going on over here. We got a little thing.
Hey,
we'll see y'all the weekend.
We can't
good night. Love y'all. Good night.